across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Hear me now, it's the news with Andy Hayes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night conversation, worth losing sleep over. Jamie East, in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Good evening, everybody. How are we? Yes, that's right, it is. It's Jamie East here. Very happy to be here as well. In for Ian, give us a call, 0344-499-1000. Kath's here. Hello, Kath.
Hello.
I'm trying to get, Kat, was it Catch Up TV?
Yeah.
Hold on a sec, then. We're going to try and stream the jungle.
Oh, hang on. TV catch-up call. Put it in.
Oh, no, she says.
There
hold
is.
Set right. On a success. TVcatchup.com.
Yep. And then go on channels.
Hold on a sec. It's bloody... Oh, why isn't my sodding thing working? Hold on a second. Jonathan, can you entertain the troops while I get my keyboard working, please?
Jonathan, no problem.
You're on. Go.
Hi, everyone. This is Talk Radio. I'm some stranger talking to the audience at home. And in the studio is Jamie East, who's faffing around with equipment, and his producer, Catherine Boyle.
Very good, very good.
Thank
We're
you.
Just about there. Thank you very much. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. Did you have anything in mind, or did you just want to settle in and watch the jungle with us?
I had something in mind, but even by my standards, it's too depressing, because the implications of... I've been thinking about something for quite some time.
Okay.
And I finally figured out what the result of the equation I've been working on is, and it's really depressing from a...
What, a mathematical equation?
Well, it's... Well, I wouldn't say it's... I'm applying maths to real-life circumstances, and the results that I've come up with, they're very depressing.
Right, hang on a sec, right. Let's focus on this. So start again concisely. You are working out a mathematical equation that has something to do with life, what kind of like interstellar kind of thing?
No, nothing that grand. I'm working on the premise that within the next 80 to 160 years,
yes,
the United States is going to fragment into small ethno states.
Okay. I've heard something similar. I'm going to say.
Yeah, and I'm trying. And I've been the last week or so. Been trying to figure out, well, what's going to happen when these ethno-states come into existence?
Right, okay. By ethno-states, what do you mean? That there's going to be segregation within the United States, willing segregation. Is that what you're saying? People are going to fragment off into their own kind. Is that what you mean?
Willing, unwilling. The United States as we know it is going to break up.
Yes.
Into smaller states. Like
okay.
All empires, it must inevitably collapse, and new states will take its place.
Yeah.
And I've been working out in my head, well, what will happen when we have these smaller, brand new ethno states? What will be the relationship between these successor states?
Yes.
And I've been using the theories of two English mathematicians, Strauss and Howe, who've come up with the generational cycle of history concept.
Right.
Basically, history runs in cycles of 80 years. You have a high summer, you have a spiritual awakening, you then have an unraveling of the social order, and finally you have chaos, death, destruction, and war, which then leads to a new golden age that lasts for 20 years or so before the cycle repeats.
Oh, I see what you mean, I think. Hold on
yeah,
a sec. Bear with me one sec. Hold on, Jonathan, one sec. Hold on a sec. I'm on delay on this. That's the problem here. Where are we?
Still better than an Uber.
Carry on, Jonathan. I'm just trying to sort out...
We are listening.
I'm just trying to sort out the jungle. You carry on.
Well, I've come to the conclusion that when these ethno-states come into existence, you'll have a white ethno-state or ethno-states.
Yeah.
They will have smaller, they'll have smaller territory, smaller numbers of people, but they will be ethnically homogenous, and that they will enjoy economic prosperity and even begin to overcome some of the social problems that exist today in America.
So you think it's a positive thing?
I'm not saying it's a positive thing. This is what's getting to... I'm trying to get to the depressing bit. I think the...
No, there's a,
oh, what, that was the upbeat one.
That was the happy bit, was it?
They will begin to overcome problems like wealth inequality and the social problems America's had for about 50 years or so.
Right.
Then you'll have the black ethnic state, ethno-states.
Yes.
And unfortunately, because of welfare and one or two charlatans in the black community, I think it's going to end up like Sierra Leone, Liberia, Zimbabwe, and possibly South Africa. And when they will become, in a sense, failed states.
Oh,
and
I see.
In that vacuum, you will get some kind of demagogue emerging. Who will say...
It's like a science fiction film now.
You'll get a demagogue that comes to power saying, the reason you're poor and unemployed and ill-educated and all that is because the white states run by the white man are doing things such as economic blockades, withholding technology, they're being selfish, they're trying to keep us down, use us as cheap labour and whatnot. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And your poor, disenfranchised black man is going to be receptive to that message.
Wow.
And if you can get... And if you can get enough people behind your banner, like a certain Austrian corporal did,
you can
launch wars of aggression. And this comes to the really depressing part.
Bloody hell, I was all right.
It's not come yet.
Mate, I had the paracetamol open. Carry on.
There are only three possible outcomes to this. One... The invading black states win. They massacre the white population. They plunder the businesses and the economic levers for themselves, rather like the Ugandan population did when Idi Amin kicked out the Indians from Uganda.
Uh-huh.
And the cycle of poverty and misery will continue, but you'll also have a genocide of the... white population.
Yes.
So that's scenario one. Yes. Scenario two is the white ethno-states repel the invasion. They then occupy these black ethno-states, like what happened, sort of similar to what happened in the American Civil War, but it'll take us back to the state of affairs that exists today, where ethnic tensions can go off at any instance, and no problems are solved. It just perpetuates the cycle of grievance and revenge and counterattack. And then there's the third option, which is similar to the first one, only you'll get people in the white communities who will say, listen, we ended slavery, we gave them the vote, we gave them affirmative action, we even dismantled the United States to give them a homeland, and it's still not enough. We are still the eternal scapegoats, the eternal bad guys. We will never be allowed to live in peace. They will always after us for something or other.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is to just wipe them out completely.
Well,
and that's what depresses me, that we are, America is going to separate into smaller ethno-states, but ultimately it's not going to solve anything, because one way or another, one ethno-state is going to commit genocide against another ethno-state.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just a question of whether it will be a war of aggression or a desperate act of self-defence that causes...
Find out on next week's thrilling episode.
Or the musings of a madman.
Jonathan, this is one hell of a way to kick off the show. We were going to talk about bad tattoos. Have you got any tattoos?
No.
No, would you consider a tattoo? You strike me as a Celtic kind of symbol.
No. Thing is with tattoos is once you have them, you can never remove them.
That is the point. I've got loads of tattoos. I love a tattoo. Are you any good at singing, Jonathan?
No.
You don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? But can I just hang on there a sec, Jonathan? Caddick!
Evening, Jamie.
Good
evening.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you, fella?
I had a little dinner before I was doing the trial.
Ian doing the trial?
No, I did little Dennis Hoyle do.
Oh, he did very well because it was a trial, you know, in a matchbox, which was designed for him.
Right, hold fire, Caddick, and hold fire, Jonathan. We're going to have a listen now and see what happens. Keep smiling through. Oh, I'm on a bit of a delay here.
The voice of a Johnson.
On a bit of a delay, we're going to find out. Are they going to break? Or
are they going to break?
They've gone to a break. You carry on. Sorry, Caddick. But Caddick, are you around at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, I will be.
Channel 4, Naked Attraction. I need your commentary on it.
Naked Attraction? I'm up for a bit of that because I've never seen it before.
You've never seen Naked Attraction before?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Oh, you strap yourself in, sunshine. Get them...
It'll be on Series Link by the end of the night.
Oh, you'll love it, mate.
Does it really like the Bluetooth paper and stand well back?
Yes.
Yeah, well, exactly. We'll be able to hear the eruptions from Hatfield, I would imagine. How's your day been?
I've been trimming the tree.
Is that a euphemism, or you've been genuinely trimming a tree?
Generally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we've got the Christmas decorations up.
Oh, your Christmas tree.
Oh, right. I was imagining you know, with a machete
like
a chainsaw.
Like a yew tree, yeah, like laurel or something. So, is it a real tree? Well, presumably
it's
real.
Yeah, four-footer.
A four-footer. Oh, sunshine. Did you go out and get it yourself?
Yeah, I bought it from a certain store which sells odd lens.
Oh, okay, fine. And you didn't have to carry it home, did you?
I've got it home on the bus.
On the bus? Of course you did. Lovely. What colour scheme have you gone for?
We've gone for gold and silver.
Gold and silver, or silver and gold. Lovely.
That's the ceiling decorations, but for the actual tree decorations itself, it's red and silver.
Ooh,
oh, it's red and silver. Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you do Elf on the Shelf?
What's up, Jenny?
Do you do Elf on the Shelf?
No.
No? Oh, okay, fine.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, he does. Philip, the elf, does.
Oh, of course he does, yeah. What are you hoping for? Have you asked for anything for Christmas? Are you thinking of getting anything, treating yourself?
Well, I'm hoping to get some new clothes.
What kind of style are you into?
Well, last year, everyone had a Christmas jumper apart from me.
Oh, aww. Mate. Oh.
So this year's been put right.
But don't get a Christmas jumper for Christmas. It'll be too late by then.
No, my mum's got me one.
Oh, that's your own lovely stuff.
When are you going to start wearing it? Because I don't know when's too soon.
I think you can start now, to be honest. I think we're nuts deep into Christmas season now. You go for it, Caddick.
Have we got any films lined up?
Any films? What to do? We were supposed to do one yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah.
We didn't. Yeah, we can do. I'll remember this time. I think we ended up talking about the guy from Pop Idol for quite a long time last night. So we will definitely get back to that tonight. I'll get Sam to email the script when I find it.
Oh, can I make a suggestion for a film?
Yes, please do.
Well, bear that line in Back to the Future, at the end of Back to the Future 1.
I know which bit you're on about. The roads, where we're going, that bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm up for that. Are you going to be Doc Brown?
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. That is an absolute given. I tell you, you can probably find the script for that yourself, can't you?
On top of my head.
You've got it off the top of your head, have you? Okay, fine. There's a bit beforehand, though, isn't there, where he starts talking about the grandkids and stuff, doesn't he? So you need to... And Jennifer.
Yeah, good. I have to alter it, because in the first film, they call them a bunch of...
No, what?
Jays.
James.
Five-letter J word.
Jerks?
Yeah.
You can say jerks.
Oh, you can say jerks. I was thinking, my God.
The first one.
Yeah.
And when they showed that scene at the start of Back to the Future 2, they changed it to a bunch of beep.
Oh.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the difference between 1985 and...
1987.
Was it 1987, was it? Oh, blimey.
Well, the first one was set in 1985.
Yeah.
And the second one was released in 1988.
Oh, okay. The second one was brilliant, wasn't it?
I prefer the third one.
Do you? Oh,
come on. No one says that.
No one.
Into camp now.
Oh, they are. They're heading into camp. I'm on a delay on the blooming app. The app's delayed.
Right, you better turn Caddick down, otherwise he's going to give the game away.
Don't give the game away, Caddick.
This is thanks to ITV, by the way.
Yours on
the,
so we're on a delay. I'll turn it up and... Well, that's on an advert. We don't want that. So, right, this is quite tense. So, they're there. Okay, I'll give a live commentary. Go the on. Person with the fewest votes in no particular order. Cross your fingers, Caddick. Cross your fingers, Jonathan. In no particular order. Come on. Come on, Ian. Jenny, the public have decided it isn't you. Come on, Ian Lee. You can do this. Stanley, it's not you.
Here we go.
Ian. Ian. It's not you!
Yeah!
Well done, son. Well done.
Now who's going? This is interesting. Are they going to pick off one of the mean girls, or is it going to be?
I think it might be Amir.
Vanessa, pack your bags. Here we go, Vanessa.
It might be you.
There we go, Jamie. He's safe then. It's not you. Yeah.
No, it might be.
Piece of work.
No, it's not you.
Little Dennis Wise.
He's a very small man, Caddick.
It might be Dennis.
Dennis, it was. So it's between... Oh, Vanessa.
Oh.
Bye-bye, Vanessa. Bye-bye, Vanessa. It's going to be Vanessa. Oh, this is tense. Yeah, she's gone. That'll teach you. Learn your wham, love. Learn your wham.
Were all those votes you? Oh, those votes you didn't give you?
Don't hum it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. She's gone. That's good news. Well done, Ian Lee. Round of applause for
him. For another night.
Is it wrong that I'm slightly disappointed that they aren't picking off all the mean girls one by one?
Well, Vanessa was just a dullard.
I know.
Like I said last night, she's a human equivalent of a tepid glass of water.
Wow.
No good for nout.
She's just a toilet of water and a work on the backside.
What a?
No, Vanessa, she's as colourful as a verruca on the backside.
She's like a verruca on the backside.
Someone loves Vanessa, you leave her alone.
There. Jonathan, are you happy about that?
Well, I'm glad Ian's still in there.
Was that some joy I just detected?
Wow, that was almost like emotion.
I mean, personally, I'm going to have to suffer without him for a little while longer, but...
cheers, mate.
Personally, good on him.
Wow! It must be Christmas!
Not yet.
What are you after for Christmas, Jonathan? World peace.
Well, my... I tell you what I would like is the opportunity to meet President Trump in February.
It's not going to happen, though. We discussed this.
And say thank you.
No, don't try and yank my chain, Jonathan. He ain't going to come.
I'm not.
He ain't going to come. You know he's not.
Do you know what? Part of me thinks he's scared to come.
Pardon? What?
I don't think he's scared to come. He probably doesn't want the hassle.
If he believes all the nonsense he spouts about what it's like in this country, he's scared.
Yeah. We're going to go and grab a break.
To be honest with you, I'm scared.
We're going to go... stay tuned, Jonathan. Caddick, get ready for a Naked Attraction. It's on at 11 o'clock. Have you got any cocoa butter? We're going to go and grab a break now. Talk to you back in a sec. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening all, it's 10:24-ish, it's Jamie Easton for Ian, as it just said, 0344-499-1000, give us a call, and we'll call you straight back. Text the word talk, then your message to 87222, texts are 25 pence plus your standard network rate, or just tweet us at Talk Radio. Kath's here.
I am.
What were we going to talk about? We'll talk about the jungle again in a sec. We'll talk about bad tats, and there was something about train fares as well. Yeah. I know it's a bit, is it a bit boring to do train fares? If you're listening and you fancy talking about train fares, I've not spoken about it all day because I've been too cross. If you fancy having a chat about it, and not in a kind of like boringy Brexity kind of way, just in the way that it actually affects people's lives, that does, you know, it's for most people it's about 150 quid, just gone. And normally when they say, oh, your gas bill's going up by such and such, you work it out, it's like 3p a day. Doesn't actually feel that much, but 150 quid a year is a lot of, no, actually, yeah, it is 150 quid a year. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. It's like, you know, it's a round of drinks a month. Easy. Who have we got on the phone? We've got Jonathan from Swansea. Say hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
Say hello, Caddick.
Evening.
Evening. Caddick is preparing himself in 35 minutes. He's about to be put through Naked Attraction on Channel 4 that he's going to deliberate over and examine. Do you understand the premise of it, right, Caddick?
It's a bit like Blind Date, but without any clothes.
You know what? What a succinct synopsis. You're absolutely right, it is. It's basically, the face is the last thing that you see, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to have a look at that and let us know what you think.
Okay.
Jonathan, are you a commuter?
Commute, yes.
A train, bus? How do you...
Bus, mainly.
Bus. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be. It just eats up too much time for me, as far as I'm concerned. It seems that most weeks I spend more time on the bus going from A to B than doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
And it gets harder when you have parents bring their rowdy, noisy children on, and they go on, and there's no parental discipline, and they just scream at the top of their lungs like they're auditioning for a remake of Wail of the Banshee.
Do you have, I presume you don't have children, Jonathan. Sorry, I'm just turning up the headphones.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You don't sound as though you particularly like them either.
Well, someone tried to sell me their toddler today.
Mm? Someone tried to sell you their toddler?
Yes.
Right, how does that work?
I was in the local news agent, and the mother who was serving behind the counter said, oh, would you like to take him to the park and have him come round to yours? Or no, and I said, no way. No way.
So, what,
no way.
Did you know the mother?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a child that you knew. It wasn't just a stranger offering you a child.
No, it wasn't a stranger.
Well, but hang on a sec. That's how you sold the story, you charlatan. Don't laugh at me. That's how you sold it. You said someone tried to sell me a toddler. You didn't say my friend asked me to take their child to the park.
I'm only doing what you're doing.
What? What am I? How much were they offering you? How much would you have had to stump up for a toddler? I don't know what the going rate is.
Depends whether it's a good one or not.
Yeah, exactly. Is it a good toddler?
Yeah, well, the little kid himself is, he's a typical 2 or 3 year old. Very cheeky, very bright, very inquisitive.
You sound quite happy talking about.
He has the same hairstyle as Boris Johnson's.
Oh, okay.
Willing to that.
Classic toddler.
Classic toddler haircut, yeah. Yeah, the classic. You sound quite attached.
Yeah, but the thing is with little kids, they're only good in small doses as long as you can give them back to the parents afterwards.
Are you a godfather at all? Or any...
No.
No? Oh, okay, fine.
No.
Any plans to have kids?
No.
No? Okay.
No, a number of reasons why. Okay. I'm too selfish to be a parent. And I think you're to be not a parent, you need, you have to have a lot of patience, and you have to be very tolerant and giving, and function for long periods without any sleep. And some people, we don't get me wrong, being a parent is an essential part of the human experience, and we need more responsible parents.
Yes.
On the planet. But some people are just not suited temperamentally to be a parent, and I'm one of those.
Okay, well, that's quite an honest...
At least you know it.
Yeah, exactly. At least you do know. That's quite an honest honest statement to make.
I mean, I have nothing but respect and admiration for those parents who do get it right with their kids.
Thank you very much.
Stick together through thick and thin,
yeah.
Raise the children to be polite, well-mannered, thoughtful, maybe even cultured... But I'm too much of a.
That's fair enough.
I'm too drinker. Much of a
drinker.
No, not a no
gambler. Philanderer.
No, a war horse.
A war horse. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
And Jonathan would be kind of like, right, it's time for another bedtime story. This is about how America is fragmenting into Sierra Leone.
sleep well.
Rather like that.
They'd be asleep within seconds, mate. Carrick, are you ready? It's half an hour to go.
Yeah, I've got Channel 4 at the moment. Channel 4 at the moment. It's extraordinary team, my gay life.
Oh.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, you can watch that if you like. I think I might be on Channel 5 as well, I think. In one of those stupid Talking Heads things.
Oh, are you?
Oh, do you know what? I get persuaded to do
most
that.
Most shocking celeb moments.
I wonder what he said then. Yes, absolutely. Most shocking celeb moments. I'm almost certain I will crop up saying something derogatory about Katie Price at some point.
Got Tanita and Kerry Katona at the moment.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, there's every chance I might crop up there.
Since I've been doing this job, I find that those list programmes are heaven sent for me because I can't commit to a full programme, but yeah. I can sit in
what
those...
Are you doing?
Those snapshot programmes I can definitely watch.
You're right,
can
it?
I've just seen Bobby Knight and Kate Nolan on there as well.
Is she? What, as a Talking Head or when she won Big Brother?
Talking Head.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
She hasn't done anything shocking, has she?
Kate Lawler.
On camera?
On camera. No, not on camera. Let's, we'll take that, I'll tell you at 1 o'clock. Well, you can either watch that if you like. If you see me, let me know what I say, because I can never remember what I say at those things. I talk so much rubbish.
Well, Suzanne from Hearsay as well.
Oh, well, Hearsay, there you go, topical. We were talking about Hearsay last night. Who was it? Was it Ray? What was the guy's name? It was Ray, wasn't it? Yeah, if Ray's listening, give us a call back, because I think we were going to carry on with that. We were trying to get Paul on the phone, weren't we? He wasn't there,
wasn't
it?
Yeah. Too
shy. Suzanne's going to be in Pantone, Birmingham this year.
Who? Paul from...
Suzanne Shaw.
Suzanne Shaw. She did everything. She did bloody flash dance the other week. Imagine that.
She's in Birmingham Hippodrome this year.
Well,
and Cinderella.
Well, I know where to avoid them. Perfect. Are you going to Panto? Are you a Panto fan?
It'll be my second Panto I've seen.
You're going to go, are you? So it'll be your only your second Panto?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What was your first Panto?
Dick Whittington.
Oh, classic. Classic.
Again at the Hippodrome.
Oh, was it? Is it nice there, is it?
With the crankies.
Oh,
we can't talk about the cranky. Oh, we can, can't we? They're wrong'uns, they are.
I thought it was a young lad. I didn't realise it was his wife.
You well, shut up, Caddick. Don't, you're yanking my chain.
You're the last one in the country to twig.
Yeah.
You genuinely thought that wee Jimmy Cranky was a little boy?
Yeah.
A little wrinkled boy.
It's a 140-year-old woman.
I tell you what. That's only one that fan Debbie Dozy. and back to Chalvon, they're talking about One Direction.
Oh, what are they now? What most celebrity shocking moment? What was shocking about One Direction?
Probably what Harry did, chatting up all these women.
That wasn't shocking, that's standard shocking. Procedure.
That's a 17-year-old lad becoming a multimillionaire. what are we were talking, we were going to talk about,
We were going to set up a film. For me.
Oh, yes, you're right, that's where we were, weren't we? Have you got the script?
I can remember the lines off the top of my head.
I'm not convinced you will, but... Okay, hold on a second, let me have a look for the script. Back to the future. Script. Here we go, PDF of that, yeah, we'll take that. This is the fourth draft, I would imagine... Let me scroll right to the end. I'm on page. It's right at the end, isn't it?
Yeah, left scene.
Hold on, let's see if let's see if the scene was in the fourth draft of Back to the Future. Oh yes, here we go. Right, mate, you're going to need the script for this. You can't just. There's quite a bit to it.
Get time to email it, mate.
Right. Okay. Hold on a sec. It's already become massively. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. We'll go from that scene. All right. I'm going to talk to Jonathan for a minute. I'm going to email this to Sam, who's going to email it to you. Yes.
Okay.
Fine. Lovely stuff. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Have you got? You fancy doing a film as well later on?
What film?
Don't know. What film would you fancy? No, hang on a sec. We need another episode of what was it called?
Sledger.
What was the thing that you wrote?
Slammer. What was it called?
No, plea bargain.
Plea bargain.
No, but who was the character?
Hatchet.
Hatchet.
And I was Bill Clinton. Can we have another? I'd blooming love another one of those. Do you reckon we could do that?
Well, you're going to have to stump up.
what form? We can't exchange monetary things. But what can I offer in exchange?
We could do something completely different.
Well, mate, but
If you want another plea bargain, you're going to have to set up a Patreon.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Okay, well, why don't we try something completely different, then?
Fine, yeah.
Are you gonna improvise it, or what do you want to do? Sam, can you put your email address up here for me, mate?
I'm happy to do a film script, but I've seen so many films, and my memory's starting to go. I may not remember
all the lines. Well, let's pick a genre. Can I pick a genre?
Go ahead.
Science fiction.
Right.
Kath, can you pick an era?
An era. Oh, yeah. How about the year 2125?
Oh, so we're in the future.
Yeah.
So it's a science fiction in the year 2125. Who do you want to be, Jonathan? Do you need some time to think about it?
The only thing I can think of is Alex Murphy from RoboCop.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good one. Okay. So, are we taking existing sci-fi characters now?
Well, it is supposed to be a recreation of a film.
Okay. Well, yeah. I thought you wanted to. I thought we were being a bit John Sessions about it and just improvising and just riffing. But
I've decided to be orthodox tonight.
Oh, okay. So you're Alex Murphy from RoboCop. Who am I then?
You can be Clown Spodiker.
I've got no idea who that. Cloud Spodiker.
Clown Spodiker. You're Kirkwood Smith.
Hold on a sec. Cloud Spodiker. Hold on, I'm going to have to...
Clarence Spodiker.
Oh, Clarence. I thought you said Cloud. Clarence Spodiker. I've got no...
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Can you bear with me a sec? Hold on a sec, Jonathan. I'm going to speak to Angela. Oh, no, Angela's disappeared. Oh, no, it's because Sam has beaten me to it. Can we call Angela back? It's a bit of a sausage fest in the jungle. It's a bit of a sausage fest in here tonight. Let's have a female voice of reason.
Or Angela.
Or Angela. Yeah, I think Angela might be okay. Sam, I've sent you that script as well. We're just waiting for Angela to pick up the phone and we'll have a chat to her. You can give us a call. It's Jamie Easton for Ian Lee, 0344 499 1000, and we will call you straight back. Text the word talk, then your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. We're also on Periscope. Just go to periscope.tv/Jamie Easton. You can see the studio and you can also get involved. Angela, how are you?
Good evening, Jamie and Catherine.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Sorry, I've been on. Yeah, I've just not been very well, but I'm all right now.
Are you okay? What was it? Nothing trivial, I hope. Is it?
No, just the diabetic to annoying hypos, but I'm okay now.
Oh, okay. Is it? Yeah. Is that when you have to eat sugary things or when you don't have to eat sugary things? I get confused.
I don't have to eat sugary things because I compensate it with something else.
Oh, I see. I understand.
Yeah, because I'm coming off a metformin. One of my metformin is because my sugar is okay because I've lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
My doctor said I've got to come off metformin, but he's worried about my kidney counts, but my kidneys are fine, if you know what I mean.
I don't, but yes, I do. I'm just glad you're okay. Are you feeling okay at the moment? You're on top form?
I'm on top form, just waiting for the weekend when we go finish the Christmas shopping.
Did you say it's your birthday?
No, Christmas shopping and all that, yeah.
Well, have you got it all to do? Do you do it all in one job lot, do you?
I do it a lot online because I prefer it online. Because it's easier for me, anyway.
Yeah.
Why are you waiting for the weekend, then? I thought you were going to go to the shops, the way you were saying.
Asda in the morning, Friday morning, and then we might go to the... I don't know if you heard of a shop called The Range.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Is that a clothes shop?
No, it could be anything, but Christmas is, like, it has the whole lot in.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're doing Christmas different this year.
Oh, are you? What, in what sense?
We're having friends instead of doing a family one.
All right.
So you are doing a family one?
No, it's just friends this year.
Oh, okay, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done like a day with those friends before? Because it's always a bit.
Not specifically, but we've been friends for years with them. Put it that way, they've had dinner with us anyway. So
okay. That's it. Yeah, Angela, okay. Old fire, we're going to go to a break. Will you stay on the line? We'll have a chat in a sec.
Are you sure? Okay.
Is that all right?
That's fine, no worries.
Sure, lovely.
Yeah.
Talk to you in a sec.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hiya. Yeah, it is. It's Jamie here in for Ian. Rufus is not here, so I'm here. It's Talk Radio. Give us a call, 03444991000. We'll give you a call straight back. It's kind of open season, as it usually is. Ian is through. He's lasting another day in the jungle. Well done, sunshine. And in the meantime, whilst we're faffing around, we're waiting for Naked Attraction to start, which is at 11 o'clock, I do believe. Before then, we've got... are you there? Where is he? Mr. Caddick.
I'm here.
Are you ready, son?
I'm ready.
Are you super? Are you out of time?
Oh, my flex capacitor is ready to go.
Right, okay, fine. Let's find it. Where's the, is this the, back in time? Let's see, is this, I'm just looking for the proper sound. The proper
bah,
thing.
Bah, bah,
this must
bah,
be.
Bah, bah, bah. That's the one.
That's the one, sunshine, isn't it? Right, okay. The script we need to go from, where you need to go down to is, let's have a look. You need to go right...
We're a sonic boom.
Hang on a sec. Yes, we're a sonic boom. Okay, right. We hear a sonic boom, and Marty, that's me, the DeLorean streaks up in front of the house. Dr. Brown jumps out more wild-eyed and frantic than we've ever seen him. His clothes are particularly bizarre, a weird mixture of past and future. A cowboy hat, a strange variation on a Roman tunic, a cape, and striped plastic pants.
Marty! You gotta come back with me! He's not so where?
No. Are we reading the same script?
Sorry, I was remembering from the final version.
No, wait, read the bloody script that you're in front
Marty,
of you.
You gotta come back with me! Back to the future!
Doc, I got Susie here. I was just gonna try my new wheels.
Well, bring her along! Big concern there too!
Brown opens the passenger gull wing door for him. Marty and Susie approach cautiously.
What do you mean? What happens?
Sudden alarm.
Does something happen to us? Do we turn into assholes? Or can I say asshole? I've just said it. Do we turn into assholes or something?
No, you didn't even turn out fine. But your kids, Marty. Something's got to be done about your kids.
Brown gets back into the DeLorean. Marty gets in and Susie sits on his lap. She closes the door.
Okay, here we go.
You better back this thing up, Doc. We haven't got enough road to get up to 88.
Where are we going? We don't use roads.
Oh. Well done, Caddick. That felt good. That you felt your most comfortable there, I think.
Yeah, because Back to the Future is one of my favourite trilogies of all time.
Oh, it's a wonderful trilogy, isn't it? It's a feel-good trilogy.
Yeah.
Which, if you could go back in time, where would you go to?
Well, me, it would have to be 1885, the Old West.
The Old what? The Old West, the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, and no song of Will Smith inside.
But you'd have to be. Yeah, but you'd be in Birmingham in 1885. You wouldn't get transported. It's not. You don't get transported to America. That's not how it works, is it? You get transported to exactly where you are. So you'd be in the West Midlands in 1885. What was cracking off then?
Well, I think Birmingham was. Had not yet become a city yet.
Industrial Revolution,
be,
isn't it?
Well, exactly. It'd be just part of the Black Country.
That's what it'd be, a town, not a city.
Oh, okay. Angela, where would you go back in time to? Angela, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Sam was faffing around talking to Carl from Rochdale, trying to get through. If you could go back in time or in the future, where would you go to?
Tutor's time.
Sorry, what?
Coventry Tudors time.
The Tudors times?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, Coventry, Victorian style, because we had a lot of history here. We are a city.
What year was the Tudors? Yeah. I can't remember. What was it?
Gosh, it started from 15th century.
Oh, it was yonks ago. Caddick's 300. You'd be quite close to each other. You could have met up, but Caddick's 300 years in the future still.
1485 to 1603, the Tudors.
Tudors. I saw a series of that. They were just bonking away, weren't they?
Telly, was there?
I catch your drift, Angela. I see where you're coming. Jonathan Rhys-Myers won't be there.
Yeah, and it was the Stuarts after 1603.
Oh, you actually know her history, doesn't she, Caddick?
Why did it change?
It changed a lot.
No, why did it change from Tudors to Stuarts? Who was the last one?
Because...
Sir Patrick?
Because Queen Elizabeth didn't have any children,
Boom. So
it went to the Stuarts, a cousin.
Yes.
And she had a cousin, James.
There you go.
Bloody hell, check this out. Yeah.
Horrible histories, so I learn all my history.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, amazing.
Oh, nice.
Like, do you know the Wild West only lasted 20 years?
Did it?
Yes.
How come?
That was it. That was a very specific time.
What, it just got a bit tired and sort of thought, you know what,
it became
wild's,
not so wild.
Wild's not for us. Let's just have a cup of tea and a chat.
Burnt out.
Wow. You've got 10 minutes, Caddick, before Naked Attraction.
I've got Channel 4 on with you waiting.
Good-o.
We've got adverts at the moment.
Oh, OK. You know what? Angela, are you watching telly?
Oh, no way. I don't watch telly if I have to.
Oh, OK. I was just interested in getting a female... I was just interested in getting a female's perspective of Naked Attraction just to counter... as a counterbalance to what will inevitably be an hour of mega-frothing from Caddick. But never mind. If you prefer the radio, that's absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
Prefer people's voices to actually how they look.
Yeah, I like that kind of contact with the people.
It's a bit more intimate, isn't it? A bit more, more personal.
Caddick,
I'm going to put you on hold for a sec.
Okay.
And is Kyle there, or are we calling Kyle back? Why have we got 12 gaps, then, if we're going to have two people on the line? This place, honestly, it'd be easier just to shout at them out the window. Angela, you wouldn't have seen the Tudors then on telly?
I did a bit when I was at school. We did a lot of the actual history of Coventry at school, and we did the buildings. We went round the different types of buildings of the Tudors, how the style was. With the history and that, because we've still got a few old buildings up, and there's one or two. I think the hospital manor, hospital is now just it's just a show.
Okay.
But that was like a Tudor style, and Queen Elizabeth first came to Coventry through Coventry to Kenilworth, because that's where she met Robert Dudley of Leicester.
Yeah, that was a fancy man.
A fancy man. And that's where I am originally from, Miss Leicester.
It's a good history, Leicester. If we stick around, keep doing this till 1 o'clock, we might get to the Beatles.
Was Dudley the one that had a wife and she went down the stairs suspiciously? Yeah, no, she fell down the stairs and died.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
Conveniently.
She had...
like her out of Dynasty.
Well.
Like crystal.
She wasn't very well.
She went, when she'd fallen down the stairs, she was a bit dead.
No. But she had breast cancer as well.
Apparently. Did she?
She didn't have much luck, did she?
Not really. I know how she feels.
Yeah, well, you know. life's a series of peaks and troughs, isn't it, Angela?
You can say that after a few weeks, but I've had some active coroners on along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as I like to think about it, as long as we get in a few years' time, we've evened it out, and there's more good than bad. That's the way to look at it. That's the way to look at it.
Because
sometimes it feels like you're just getting slapped around the face all the time. But actually, when you, in hindsight, you look back and you go, actually, it all evens out in the end, doesn't it? The yin and the yang.
Yeah, that's how I felt for a long time. But it seems to be constantly. So I thought, I bet next year it's
going to
change.
Yeah, it does, and that's what this time of year is all about, isn't it, Angela? It's a time to kind of sit back and reflect, and if it hasn't been such a great year, it's a time to kind of draw a line in the sand, isn't it, and look forward to new fresh beginnings and fresh starts and stuff.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's just been a long week.
Has it?
Have
you been sleeping enough?
Yeah. I had this. Well, we ran out of gas. That was the main thing that was up on our minds.
Ran out of what? Sorry, dosh.
Gas.
Gas.
We ran out of gas heating, and I was hallucinating and. And I thought there was someone in my bedroom.
Oh, goodness.
I just kept asking me if I was all right, and I thought it was my partner. So I put the light on, I thought, what the heck is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it felt like someone knew me, because they kept calling me Ange. That's what I got.
And okay, but it wasn't anyone there.
No, it's probably my hallucination when you get cold, isn't it?
Yeah, if you get that cold, you must have. Is there someone that you can call if you get that cold? If it's causing you that much discomfort.
My neighbour said she told me off. I could have lent some money off her, but I don't like doing that. But we was all right for the next day anyway.
Don't feel bad. Look, if it's your health and it's causing you discomfort, don't feel bad about asking someone to lend you a couple of quid, Angela.
Yeah, that's true.
It's more important. And, what's more important?
Health and then. When you think your friends are your friends, they're not, are they?
Sorry, your friends?
If you think your friends are your friends, they're not, are they?
Well, friends is a very broad term, isn't it? And how, I don't know how old you are. I don't know if we spoke. Do you mind me asking how old you are?
No, I'm 54.
So you're 54. You know what it's like when we've all been around the block a little bit, and friends come and go, and it's everyone has stuff that they're dealing with, don't they? And it's quite difficult to. It's quite difficult to hold on to friends sometimes when you've got a lot of stuff going on in your own life, and also because everyone's dealing with stuff. But over a long period of time, you know, your friends will be there. Do you have anyone that you can call? Do you have anyone that you can talk to?
Yeah, my neighbour Bernie, she's been a good friend.
Yeah, so
she knows what it's all about, but what I've got there, I know I'm disabled. I'm disabled, partially disabled. I've been in America since I was like four. Do you know what I mean? In Canada since I was three, and I learnt to knit out there.
Wait, what? How did we go from the gas running out of gas to knitting in Canada?
But it's just the way I was looking at it.
Right, see. Okay.
And then I thought, well, we wonder what. Would it have been like if we were over there?
Yeah, exactly. You've lived a full life then, Angela.
Yeah, we have, as a family, yeah.
But, you know...
I'll be all right.
You will be all right. Stuff comes and goes. Stuff always feels... When you're in the maelstrom of everything, it sometimes feels quite difficult to look anywhere else. And you find, and that's when you find yourself looking inwards and kind of questioning stuff. But it takes a while to kind of take a breath and look around you and gain a different perspective.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feel like it's just like it, it's you feel like you're being tested all the time, and you feel
you
like
you do. Yeah, you feel like you're getting. Yeah, you do. There are times in everybody's life where it feels as though someone's got it in for you, and you're just getting knocked when you're down. And things just aren't going right. Whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's anything. It could be, you know. And sometimes all it takes is the milk to be off in the morning to set you off, and that's your day buggered. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And you know.
Carry on.
No, you carry on.
No, you carry on. I should have interrupted. You carry on. But it's not fair, is it? I mean, they look at a disability, not a person.
Yeah.
And I've got all my certificates. I've got everything. I've got even got my media certificates on the radio and everything.
Have you?
And yeah.
See, you're a dark horse.
Yeah, everyone don't trust me. That's the problem.
Why don't they trust you?
I don't know. It's because I'm clued up on politics as well.
Yeah.
And you have to be if you want to get on in this world. If you want to fight for something you believe in, you've got to know your politics and your history.
Yeah.
That's the two main. I feel two main subjects, and then you can fight that corner.
Okay.
That's how I fight back. That's my survival is politics and history.
Well, it sounds, you know, when you were talking about your politics, sorry, when you were talking about the Tudors and the Stuarts and all that kind of stuff, you sound like a different person. That sounds like that really lifts you up and gives you something to kind of, well, you know more about that than I ever will.
It does, because they always ring me up to say, well, who's who, kind of.
Yeah, well, there you go. Mm. One day you'll be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you'll be the phone a friend, and then you'll have your friends. You won't know what's hit you.
Yeah, that's true. But we'll have a good Christmas anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's on Christmas Day on talk radio? Is there a schedule yet?
I don't know what the schedule is. Sorry. Oh, it's a live breakfast show. So is that Mr. Ross, is it? Paul Ross is in live doing breakfast. Stick around, Angela. I'm going to go to the news for a minute. You stick around, okay. Don't you?
All right, no worries.
All right. We're going to go to the news. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
It's the radio show for night people. Funky, but neat. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hello, it's Jamie Easton for Ian. Give us a call, 03444991000. We'll give you a call straight back. We will. Naked Attractions on Channel 4. We're going to go and grab Caddick again in a sec and see how he's getting on. We're just having a chat to Angela at the moment. Angela, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right now. Thank you.
It's all right. Listen, we were just having a chat whilst the news were on. Is that a couple of times you've mentioned on this show that you've kind of been struggling a bit with hallucination stuff. Are your meds right? Have you spoken to the correct people to double check that you're not taking the wrong stuff or the wrong dosage or anything?
It's going through. He said, "Can I have to come off my metformin because the sugar, the one on my metformin is too high for my
right.
sugar."
Okay.
So, because I've been through cold turkey before on one of my tablets years ago, that's a long time ago, and he said, "Bear with it," he said. But I couldn't come off my metformin straight away because it would be a shock to my system.
Right. Oh, I see. So you're experimenting with your doctor, are you, on it?
Yeah, he said, if I've got any problems or concern, he said to go back, but I have to go back to see him sometime this week. And then, because I still got to keep this little sugar tablet that keeps my sugar down.
Right, okay.
And because my kidney count, because my blood pressure side that gets the kidney count down or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he said, I might have to go on insulin if I don't improve after February that.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you're discussing, but you need to tell them that you've experienced hallucinations, though.
Yeah, I will do. But
promise?
I'll promise, but I'm a bit of a strong person, so I just ignored them.
Okay.
I'll just say, that's why I had the virus on all night anyway.
Angela, it's okay for you to, I know you're coping with them and that's great, but your doctor needs to know because there's something not right there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Caffeine. I was just a bit. I was a bit under a bit of stress as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for concern, guys.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to give us a call back if you need to, if you fancy a chat about anything. Yeah. We're here for you. All right.
Cheers, guys. You have a good evening now.
All right. You have a lovely evening.
And you, mate.
All right. Take care. Caddick.
Negative taxes just started.
I know, it's there. We've got it on as well. So, has Anna explained to you what's going on, or is that what she's doing now?
Yeah, she's explaining the premise. Oh, we've got the first person. It's a woman.
Yeah, okay. What's her name?
Gemma, 23, beauty therapist.
Okay. She seems like a nice lady.
But,
Ooh.
Oh, hello. Going for the mouse.
There was I think it was a metaphor for a rat, that she always went for the rats. So do you understand the premise of this then? So she's looking for a fella.
No, she's got a gay best friend called Jamie.
Who was also her ex. Wow.
Hashtag awkward.
It sounds like there was a hell of a conversation that went on there.
Single mom.
And she's a single mum, so she's trying to find a new fella on Naked Attraction.
And obviously the best way to do that is from the bottom up.
Yeah, so, you know...
Literally!
Because the best part of any man is his feet. and then his kind of sparrow legs, and then the meat and veg.
God.
So, okay, so here we go. They're about to... So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blokes there.
Green, purple, red, yellow,
all
blue,
different types
and
of orange
pods.
All different types of fellas from all different walks of life, all different shapes and sizes.
Completely naked.
Completely naked.
Oh, here we go.
So we're getting a glimpse into it, and they're going to lift. See, they shouldn't faff around with the legs, though, Phil.
No one cares about the legs.
People just want to see the tackle.
They're just building up to that, though, aren't they?
They're revealing the whole
bottom half, is it? Okay, here we go. And here it comes. It's going up. Keep going. Whoa!
Penis aplenty.
Penis aplenty. Caddick. Oh.
What sausage the walls?
Goodness gracious me.
Flipping it.
I've seen bigger sausages at the German market.
The German market. Are you drawn to any particular colour, Shaskin? Goodness me.
Going for the orange.
Right.
He's wearing cycle shorts.
All right, you went for orange quite... Oh, there's her that went for orange. Never look at that. He's a right idiot, that fella, is whoever... If anybody keeps their wristbands on from a bloody music festival, after they've left the music festival, they can get in the bloody bin.
Tell you what I'm noticing, this is 2017, they're all groomed, aren't they?
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah, I know what you mean.
Mine isn't.
Yours isn't, okay, fine. Have you ever considered grooming?
No.
Any particular reason?
No, I prefer the natural approach.
Oh, okay. Goodness me!
Ian, where are you? We've got kangaroo testicles for you.
I don't think that's a kangaroo, mate.
Why did they do that?
Why? I think they were just checking...
It was clean.
Boys,
checking for testicular cancer, maybe?
Well, I don't think she'll be able to spot
it. Bring on the bums!
There you go. That's what Dale should have shouted instead, isn't it? Bring on the bums!
He's squeezing his together at the end.
Yeah, though. Goodness, you know what? Not for all the tea in China.
No, thank you.
Caddick, keep watching.
How did you meet Daddy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I picked him out of six. Yeah, there were six of him. Unfortunately, I would have gone for the other fella, but he had wristbands for a music festival. Yeah, Glastonbury 2015 on. Right, Caddick, you keep watching. I'm going to have a chat to Kyle for a minute.
Hey.
Hey, Kyle.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Kathy. All right?
I'm all right.
What are you up to?
Well, I was going to say, funny enough, because I was going to say that Caddick's film thing was absolutely brilliant, but I've, honest to God, got sick in my mouth about him talking about his unshaved, like, my pubic area. That's vile.
Look.
He's so proud as well.
We're having a night of sharing. You know, we've been talking about, Angela's been talking about a diabetic medication, and Caddick's been talking about his bush-like nether regions.
As far as I'm concerned, there's no excuse for an untidy work surface.
As long as you Dettol it.
But the thing is, though, like, because of, like, because it seems to be, like, jungle-like, so I don't want bloody Ian popping up in the middle of that.
You get claustrophobic. Be able to take a breath.
Good God.
Okay, hang on a sec. Why is this guy... So they've revealed the faces already now, have they?
Oh, that was quick. No, she's eliminated him.
Oh, God, she's done right to as well. He's got a face like a bag of smashed crabs.
Oh, God! Awkward hug.
Good. It is an awkward hug. She's fully clothed. How do you hug someone that's naked while she's fully clothed?
It's never that scenario, is there?
He can't smile. You know who he smiles like Johnny from Talk Radio. Johnny can't. We've got a guy who works here called Johnny. He's got the best smile in the world. He always looks like he's just about to murder someone.
He loves a selfie.
He does love a selfie. But just like
sometimes he gets the other person in it as well.
It's like Talk Radio's Moose. Happy birthday to my good friend. Oh, I'm glad they're not listening. Oh, his name's Jamie. Oh, there we go. What else you been up to, Kyle?
Well, I was going to say to quote the female chef from Alan Partridge.
The female chef. Oh, pardon.
I was, yeah, I was knocked up at 10 o'clock this morning because of bloody you, of all people.
You were what? Knocked up?
I was knocked up at 10 this morning by the builder.
Northern phrase. Someone wakes you by knocking at the door.
Oh, I see. Knocked up means something different in Derby.
Thanks, Cass.
Don't want you getting in.
Why was that my fault?
Because I was watching you till 1 o'clock and then I might have had a bit too much wine. Then I might have gone on Periscope.
You were bladdered. Well, you went on Periscope, but after 1 o'clock?
I might have done.
Well, that's a dark place.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's been dark.
Periscope's a strange place, anyway. Periscope's a very strange place. Do you go around the world? Look at the state of that guy. Oh, my life.
Yeah.
Do you go around the world, or do you stay in Britain?
No, I have a wander around, because I know a couple of people in America, so I'll go and have a look in the general area.
I do like going to Russia. I do like popping up in Russian scopes.
Well, they're all driving from the ones I've seen.
Or drunk.
Yeah, driving.
And or drunk.
Yeah. And it's just full of blokes trying to get the people to show boobs.
It's a lot of single blokes on Periscope, especially at night.
Funny that. Funny that.
I was going to say that me and my ex, and this sounds like some sort of swingers game, but it wasn't, I promise you, right?
Yeah.
It's we thought, oh, Chat Roulette, Lily Allen goes on about that. So we put Chat Roulette on. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Chat Roulette, remember that? That was... Chat Roulette, it's a really interesting story, actually. It was a young lad that... it was a Russian guy, wasn't it, that invented it. They invented Chat Roulette, and he was only about 17. And it was one of those websites that kind of... It was a very original idea and became massively popular really, really, really quickly. But he didn't understand the premise that it can disappear as quickly as it can arrive. And he was offered something... It was offered something staggering, like 2 billion quid for it, by someone... By either eBay or Amazon or Yahoo, I think it might have been. Google it, and we'll find out for you. But and he turned it down, and within 3 weeks, everyone had lost interest.
I mean, we went on there for the rabbit hole. We were looking for different ways of...
Is it still going?
Randoms, yeah.
Is Chat Roulette still going? Yeah. Oh, here we go.
But... I mean, it's not really roulette. It's roulette if you find someone who's not got his trousers down. And it's all men. It's all men.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, oh, that's a disappointment. Let's have a look.
The only one that I saw, Catherine, that was quite cool was... I suppose it was a bit of a foreigner of Periscope, wasn't it? There was a Japanese girl, lady, and she was doing calligraphy. And she said, oh, I go on this to try and learn English.
Mm.
And she had the most beautiful artwork going, and she was drawing it as she was talking and asking how to say certain phrases.
Oh, I think she's in the wrong place for that.
So I think she probably got disillusioned with it quickly after me and my ex did, but oh, it's frightening, it really. Some things I didn't want to see.
Oh,
a bit like Haddock.
I'm trying to get onto it now, actually. It's changed a bit. It's asking to scan my face to recognise my face and all sorts. How weird. It's a bit strange now, isn't it, honestly?
Just upload a picture of John Gaunt or something so they don't know it's you.
I wouldn't want people thinking I was John Gaunt, even on Chat Roulette. Caddick's going to be a bit bored. I know what Caddick's waiting for. I think we all know what Caddick's waiting for on Naked Attraction.
You might be unlucky. Sometimes they get, you know, same sex.
Look at that guy there.
He's been on the sunbed too much.
Yes, he looks like Dennis Wise.
He's a small man.
A very small boy. He's not that small, actually. It's obviously not very cold in the studio. So, sorry, I was busy logging into Chat Roulette, Carl. Did you say you and your ex were swingers?
Yes, he did. No,
I think you'll find, Catherine, if you track the audio back, I didn't say that. I said, we're not swingers.
That's what
we
I heard.
Swingers.
That's what you heard, isn't it?
I heard it as well. I think the nation heard it. We were talking about something else as well. Do you get the train? I'm interested in people getting the train.
I got the train down. I was down in your neck of the woods the other, about 2 weeks ago. I went to my old office buddies.
And do you commute?
No, I used to in the old days. I used to go on a Sunday and come back on a Thursday on the Virgin West Coast main line.
Oh, lovely. If you don't commute, we can't talk about that then. What about tattoos?
I don't know why Catherine would know this. Yeah, I've got 11 tattoos.
11?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
So
that's a really strange conversation, though, Catherine. You're going, I didn't know that. You're like, well, you've got tattoos. Who knew?
I know. Well, no, you've made it sound like I should have been counting them at some point in some bizarre scenario. But anyway, moving along.
I like all of them, really, I think.
What was your first one?
My first one was a green K, which is really sad. I don't know why, but...
The first one usually is a little bit of an experiment, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I like that. And then the other one was, a green lantern thing in about, I was still at uni then. But everyone's got green lantern stuff now, so it's like,
Is it true that green is the hardest ink to, if you, you know, regret it, is the hardest one to get out?
Yeah, that's the Hulk.
they did say it's the one that fades most and needs most touching up.
Oh, really?
I've not got any colours on mine. Oh, I've got a bit of colour on that, but that's faded a bit now. Yeah, I do like a tattoo. I'm getting one in a couple of weeks' time.
You get a buzz from it, don't you? I've got a friend who started out with one and you can't stop
quite,
now.
They're quite trippy. I mean, I've had the ones I've got are quite big. But I try and get them all done in one go because it does get really kind of... You do start... kind of zoning out. You have to take yourself to a different plane to kind of
tolerate. It burn?
It does feel like you're being burned, yeah, because it's like someone, it's basically someone scratching you with a needle over and over again for about 9 hours. So, yeah. Kyle, hold on a sec. I'm just going to have a chat to Mark. Mark, hello, mate.
Good evening. You all right?
I'm very good. Yourself? Sorry we've taken so long to get to you. How's Tunbridge Wells this evening?
Yes, it's good, thank you.
Lovely. Anything particularly you wanted to chat about?
Well, I just discovered this thing called, have you heard of it on YouTube? It's a shred. Have you heard of a shred?
Yes, I have. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I didn't, it's new to me. I've only just got one of these tablet things and I'm just getting the hang of everything. And you have got to look a thing called, it's the Kennedy Center in America. They have a tribute to people and they were paying a tribute to Led Zeppelin. And the three surviving members are there and a band from the 80s, Heart.
Oh, yes, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and they do the cover, and there's the shred. It's a Heart Butcher, Stairway to Heaven. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, okay.
I just can't believe it. That, and the other thing, I didn't know, New Year's Day. Did you know that we used to celebrate it on a different day?
No.
Oh, well, I just found out the Feast of Annunciation, when the angel came to Mary and said she was pregnant. It was on the 25th of March, and a guy called... Dionysus of Exegus, when he came up with the calendar, the Anno Domini calendar, that the date, New Year's Day, we used to celebrate it here from 1155 to 1752. We used to celebrate New Year's Day on the 25th of March. It was called Ladies' Day. And so I suggest when we leave Europe, we have a new bank holiday and say we're going to celebrate and be different from the rest of the world.
I'm not sure I want to leave Europe, but I'm banging for a new bank holiday. I tell you what, Mark, hold on a sec. We're going to go for a break and I'll have a look for this Led Zepp shred. It's okay. Jamie East on Talk Radio, 0344 499 1000. Give us a shout and we'll call you straight back.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's Jamie East on Talk Radio. How are you doing, guys? Give me a call, 0344 499 1000. We'll give you a call straight back. We do have Naked Attraction on. We'll go for we'll have a chat with Caddick in a bit. He's our Naked Attraction correspondent. There's a guy with a giraffe tattoo just above his neck has just been booted off. Sorry, fella. That's what you get for wearing a granddad shirt underneath another shirt as well. No one likes to layer shirts. We are talking to Kyle though. You're right, Kyle?
Not bad, Jamie.
Lovely stuff. We've got Mark as well from Tunbridge Wells. You're right, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you, either of you, believe in aliens?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, Mark, you go first.
Oh, Mark, sorry. Yeah, no, I don't. I don't believe in aliens. I believe that we've got the most incredible place in the universe and we're determined to destroy it.
Well, Brian Cox is saying aliens are coming.
What, really?
Apparently so. Is it, well, according to the Daily Star, anyway, so, yeah.
he would know, wouldn't he? He's got a degree and he's been a pop star, so he must know more than me.
Well, unless I think he looks a bit alien-like himself, doesn't he? There's something about him I don't trust. What about you, Kyle? Are you an alien lover, fan, believer?
Well, it only if they've got a webcam. But there's a Sean Ryder programme. It's on some obscure satellite channel a few months back. And they interviewed some bloke from Todmorden, which is just down the road from me. Yeah. And he was on with Howard this past...
Howard from the Halifax adverts?
No, you're Howard, as in Howard Hughes, the unexplained.
Oh, that fella, yes. I'm a sub. I don't know who everybody is.
No, Howard's great.
Oh, okay, I'll check him out. Well, Brian Cox is saying that the explorers, he reckons, life forms could be on the red planet and moons, Europa, and I can't do science, really, can I? But he says all the scheduled missions that are going over there, he reckons we are very likely to discover alien life and urged exploration. Would you live on Mars?
I did speak to a conspiracy theorist the other week. And he said that there are hidden planets in the solar system, and that it would be announced shortly. This was about 3 weeks ago that it would be announced, and they've even got like somebody in the European Parliament designated to deal with what will happen with the first alien contact. He told me.
I don't believe him.
I think it's. It's not something I particularly subscribe to. No, so there you go.
No, me neither. I think we need to get Caddick on the line, actually. Kyle, can I give you a call back in a bit?
Yeah, no worries.
Lovely.
Cheers,
stuff.
Bro.
Thank you. We need to get Caddick back because I think his money shot's about to appear. But I'd love to get his take. Oh, she's chosen him. She's eliminating one. They all look like snooker players. Look at it.
Look at the walk off.
State of you, fella. Why shave your neckers when you got such a hairy chest like that? I don't understand. He looks like Philip from Location, Location, Location. Do you remember? Is it Philip?
Phil Spencer.
Phil Spencer. You know when he got... Every now and then he gets in a hot tub. Do you ever see him when he gets in the hot tub? And he's got... It looks like he's wearing a hair T-shirt. Because he shaves like a neckline in.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's wearing a hair T-shirt. Right, Alan's busy at the moment.
God.
I don't want to know, do you?
She's going to get her kit off in a minute, then I'll be busy.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Who's it down to? See, I reckon... down to Craig Charles's younger brother, or the guy that plucks his eyebrows who just needs to shave his head.
Oh.
He's got... Did he paint his balls? Why are they such a different colour?
That fella out there needs to calm down a little bit.
He is getting a bit...
He's getting a bit...
He's getting a bit excited. I mean, look, I'm no oil painter, and I've certainly not got a body that I get naked on camera, but that guy recently must have known months in advance that he was going on Channel 4, and he's going to have to get his kit off. You'd have done some push-ups. Wouldn't you?
I just don't get why you'd go on this at all. I mean, bless him for doing it, but...
But why? Not even bless him. Just stupid.
Hannah Richardson as well.
This is going to haunt them for the rest of their lives.
God, can you imagine? Right, she's going to come
Gemma's
in
Gemma's coming in. Is this Gemma without... Is this her without her kit on?
Yeah.
Oh, my life. There it is.
Awkward. A bit awkward.
I mean, why are you doing that? What are you doing? I mean, look at that. Talk about the objectification of... I mean,
both sexes.
Why did they all go wow when she turned around? She stood there with all the front bits on display. They turned around, showed him a bum, and I find it very difficult to talk about this without having to censor myself. Are you watching this, Mark?
I don't have a TV, so I don't even know what you're on about.
Oh, well, just as well.
Naked Attraction.
What is that, then?
Would you class it as a game show? It's like Blind... It's a Channel 4 version of Blind Date, basically just with naked
people. Dress it up as science and say that, you know, statistically, you should be attracted to this body shape and all this kind of vibe, but really, it's just, let's have a look at everyone's winkies.
Oh, no, I did... I got rid of my telly years ago, and then, I decided, it's just too much rubbish on it. And then I was in someone's house and caught a bit of that programme. And then when you think about, the 60s, like, with really cool people like the Beatles and the Stones and incredibly talented people, and then Andy Warhol saying that one day everyone will be famous for at least 15 minutes, and then see a TV programme where they start bollock naked and think, oh, my God, I'm in a giant lunatic asylum. There's people dying in the world, and there's people standing in there with their kit off and think... Who's like in control? The loonies have actually taken over, haven't they?
Yeah, she's gone for. I think she's gone for. She's gone for Craig Charles, his younger brother.
Wow, surprise!
Can
I just say about the thing about space that this is one of my lunatic theories that it's going to space is a bit like a bloke going down to a football match or to the pub instead of sitting there talking to his wife, and that's humanity that will do anything rather than confront the issues down on Earth. So we'll go into space. And we'll spend hundreds of billions of dollars or whatever it is and won't address any of the issues down here. And whatever they say are the benefits of it, I think it's just like a, sort of some kind of psychological cowardice running away from the reality of what we're doing on Earth. But I always end up sounding like some kind of doom and gloom person, don't I?
No, well, you know, we've all got to be a bit pessimistic, haven't we?
Did you look up the heart thing?
I'm struggling to find it. It's, it keeps coming back with the regular one. I'm going to keep looking. I'll come back to you in a sec. Is that all right?
Okay.
Danny, how are you, mate?
Good.
Excellent.
How's it going?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for calling in. What would you like to...
I was calling because, I mean, I explained to Sam before that I'm neither a doctor nor a gas man. but... potentially and hopefully not, but putting two and two together regarding Angela's call.
Oh, yes, yes.
And the hallucinations and the gas being cut off recently.
Yeah.
That she should probably look into there being a potential carbon monoxide leak.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. For those that are just tuning in, Angela called us a bit earlier on. She's struggles with a diabetic. She's diabetic and she's struggling with medication, but she kept mentioning that she's been hallucinating and she had a gas cut off. So.
Yeah, and I've known it to happen with her before as well, hallucination. That's not necessarily to do with gas, though, which is why we started wondering about medication rather than that. But you're right to raise it.
But that's a good point. If you're listening, Angela... Give us a call. We can put you in touch with some advice. Or what was her neighbour? Was it Bernadette? What was the name?
Bernie. Yeah.
Bernie. Nip next door. When you speak to your neighbour next, just mention to them that just to have a look at your maybe get a test kit, which I'm sure you can get for free. I'm almost certain that the local council will send you on as a matter of importance. But thanks for that, Danny. That's very kind of you.
Yeah. No. It's just I remember there was a story on Reddit a couple of years ago that there's a subreddit where people post weird stuff happening to them. I think it's called Glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, I'm on that subreddit as well. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, most of it is just people coming up with, you know, some genuinely great short stories about some people deluded. But there was a story where a guy was posting about strange things happening to him and thinking that someone was breaking into his home and moving stuff around and deleting files on his PC and stuff.
I remember this one, yes.
And yes. Someone did you know...
Similar thing happened, didn't it? You know, someone got in touch.
And someone did say, you know, might want to get that checked, and it turned out that was exactly it.
And so, he was hallucinating under carbon monoxide poisoning and going around his own house, wasn't he? Doing it himself.
Yeah.
Nuts. Yeah. Well, you know what? Angela's on the phone now. Angela, are you there?
Oh, hiya, Jamie.
Hello. Hiya.
Hello, Danny.
A knight in shining armour is phoning. Who's listening to your story, and has suggested that you might want to get your carbon monoxide, get your gas pipes checked.
Yeah, because we have got actual carbonite. You know, one of those proper.
The testing kits.
Yeah.
How old is it? Is it new?
It's not
It's new, it's newish, it's brand new.
Okay.
And it's been fine, but if I smelt gas, I would be definitely on that board.
Yeah, but with carbon monoxide, you can't tell.
It's the silent killer.
No, that's true.
Get it. It might be worth just getting to check your kit out, if you pardon the phrase.
Has the gas been turned back on, or is it still off?
We got gas now. We just ran out on those P meters. We just ran out. That's all. We just ran out of gas, and we was just kind of waiting till the next day to put it back on. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're okay. Everything's fine. I've asked all my neighbours if their machine's working or what, and they said yeah.
I used to have, I remember the pay meters. Have you burnt through your emergency bit as well?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I've done that as well. Oh, you're taking me back, Angela.
Oh, yeah. But thanks.
But it might be worth just getting that kit, getting your detector kit, just get someone just to double check that it's working properly.
Yeah, I'll go on the gas board tomorrow and see what they say.
You do that.
I could do with getting it checked all over. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I have been under a lot of pressure as well, a little bit.
What? Sorry, say it again.
I've been under a little bit of pressure as
you
well.
You have, yes, I remember. So it might be worth just take a breath and not the gas and just get him to check it out.
Thank you, Danny.
Oh, there
was
we
Danny?
Go. What a help. Was Danny, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Thanks, Angela.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry. Bye-bye. I was just going to say hello to Kath as well. She may not remember which Danny was. I was there at the studio on New Year's Eve.
Hello, Danny. Nice to hear from you. How are you doing?
How's it going? Yeah. Good. How's it going?
Time flies, doesn't it?
I've been... you know, watching I'm a Celebrity for the first time ever.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and what a one to pick it up with.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I do feel as though, I mean, I don't know whether it's something that they've sort of evolved into or whether it's always been that way, but, I mean, comparing, I haven't watched Big Brother in years either, but... I feel like it's too full up with the challenges. I'd rather see them.
Well, this is the nature of reality TV has changed so much. Well, in fact, all TV has changed so much that the first Big Brother was, you know, there was nothing there. No. Nothing happened.
It was all about watching people interact, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about the human condition and it being a bit more of a social experiment. Whereas now, I think we're a bit more bloodthirsty now, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a quick chat to Babcock, Danny. Bear with me one tick. Babbers. David.
Hello.
Are you there?
I am there. I'm Jamie. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Nice to speak to you. I thought you were on night. I thought you were away.
No, I work as a milkman now.
Are you a milkman? Lovely. What time do you start then?
Well, you it's a bit different time, but usually it's about half past nine.
Half past nine in the evening?
Yes, and I finish at about 7 a.m.
Goodness me, that's a long shift, that is.
Well, you know, it's not too bad. Money in the bank and...
Well, especially this time of year.
Yes, Father Christmas is not too grand. It was far away.
Yeah, it is far away. Do you follow him on the app? You know, is it Norrod? What was that?
Norad.
Norad. Do you follow him on the app just to find out whereabouts he is in the world?
No, Father Christmas is for children. I don't believe in Father Christmas.
Well, that's very sad.
Well, more fool you on Christmas morning then, Babcock.
I suppose so. Are you all right then, you and Kath?
I'm all right, thank you. I just find it odd that you believe in all these sort of supernatural beings, but you don't believe in the ultimate, you know, your ultimate superpower, superhero, supernatural
who brings toys.
Type. Yeah, who can bring you presents.
Well, the thing is, it was ruined for me at an early age.
Oh, God.
yes, I said that. Daddy, is Santa coming tonight? I can't wait. And he went, grow up, Santa doesn't exist, get to bed or I'll slap you.
You can never say that.
It's an outrage.
That's an outrageous kind of thing. Babcock, do you ever watch Naked Attraction?
I watched it once and I was put off by the overflow of pubis.
Well, I think we're gonna speak to our very own overflow of pubis in a second, who's been watching it for us. So you start at 9 o'clock, what do you do? Because milk doesn't get delivered until about, what, 5 in the morning?
Well, would it freeze if it's out that long?
What do you do between 9 and 5 in the morning?
Listen to the amateurs. All these myths coming out about the milk. Well, if you think it's very much like Santa Claus, I have, on a Sunday night, 500 deliveries. So, I mean, I have to start that early, or else I'll never get round.
Oh, I see. So you've got a very big round then, have you?
Are you doing the whole of the United Kingdom?
No, no, don't be silly, Cap. No, but it's quite a large round.
Whereabouts in the country do you do it?
Maltby and Sheffield.
Oh, okay, got you. The whole, yeah. I mean, as a percentage of Sheffield, what we're talking, 20%?
But all over, I'm all over Sheffield like a bad rash.
And I just saw him on Naked Attraction. Are you one of those posh milkmen that does pop and butter and eggs and yogurt and all that kind of stuff?
Not that far. I do different varieties of milk, organic and non-organic.
Oh, okay.
The eggs, orange juice, apple. It's very boring, this, isn't it, man?
That's good. Bab, hold on a sec. We've got to go for a break, mate. Don't go away, because I'm not spoken to for yonks.
Okay.
All right, hold on a sec. We're going to go for a break. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio, in for Ian Lee. 0344-499-1000. Give us a call, and we'll call you straight back.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jamie East, in for Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yeah, it's Jamie East here. Give us a call, 0344-499-1000. We'll give you a call straight back. We did have Alan Caddick doing a live commentary of Naked Attraction. However, the second someone got their kit off, he's disappeared, and we don't know where he is. Sam, where is he? Get on the mic.
I don't know. He said he'd phone back.
He's busy.
As soon as he was available.
As soon as he was finished.
Was he getting flustered? What was going on?
Well, funny enough, yeah, I did phone him at this point when all the women came out, so...
Yeah. Oh, dear. I hope we've not set him off on one. Babcock's here, though, so life is all good. How are you, mate?
I feel like a Caddick substitute.
You feel like a Caddick substitute? You're not a Caddick substitute at all. What have you been up to, then, since we last spoke?
Delivering milk.
Yeah, not all the time, though.
I don't have many friends, so... Yeah, it's mainly been that. Bloody! I tell you what, it's very difficult driving the milk float.
You're driving the milk float now?
Yes, I'm on my right. Yes, navigating the tight streets.
And do they? How are milk floats doing nowadays? Have they got better versions of them now? Do they have a bit more vim to them?
I'm driving the Spitfire of milk floats. It's the Volkswagen Transporter.
You're driving it like you stole it.
No, Kathleen, I'm driving it like the responsible team member of the unnamed milk firm.
Excellent. Do you have any problems with customers? Are they all genuinely, are they happy to see you, or what's going on?
But luckily, they're usually quite fast on by the time it's reached them, but... If we've got any complaints, then I say, up yours, son. No, I don't really say that. it all goes through management. It's quite, but I can talk about ghosts if you want.
Oh, I'd love to talk about ghosts. Yes, please.
I'm going to do a special few Christmassy haunting shows.
Lovely, okay.
If anyone wants to come with me, I'm not really planning them, but I'd like to do them.
So what, you want people to come and what, go on a ghost hunt with you?
Yeah, I'm looking to make friends.
Okay, that's an interesting way of making friends. You don't want to just, it's a bit of a high-pressure environment to make friends in, though.
It's very relaxed, I don't know what you were...
Hang on, so you're going to meet people and the first night you're all going to get the willies?
No, come on, I thought we'd moved on from the childishness. I thought there was a serious voicing ghost.
All right, but what happens if you go to somewhere and it's not haunted? That's going to be a huge disappointment. That's not the basis for a good friendship.
You're doubting my abilities, Kathleen.
Well, you can summon them, can you? I thought you had to go somewhere where they were at.
Do you not have to? Yeah, so you don't chase them. They follow you.
Ghosts are everywhere. I've said this to them. Pig in the face, blue in the face.
But this I've seen this film. When you say everywhere, do ghosts expire?
No. Oh.
There must be...
Why don't you get caveman ghosts, then?
And there must be billions of them. I mean, there must be just billions of ghosts.
They are, but they exist in their different spectrums.
Ah.
And what does that mean?
Well, you have to penetrate the right spectrum to see certain ghosts. So that's why it's quite difficult to contact particular ghosts.
How do you? I'm going to regret asking this. How do you penetrate a spectrum?
Well, how do you think that would work?
You have to go really deep.
Catherine!
What? Into the spectra!
You look at you, not even catching my eye. Kyle's on the phone, desperate to talk to David. Kyle, go for it. David Babcock's here, and he's all yours.
I was going to say, David, good evening, first of all, mate.
Hey, Kyle!
I apologise. I feel the last time we spoke, I know Ian was still in. I think he faded himself off. Me and you spoke. Maybe I was a bit horrible to you. And do you know what? I felt bad about that for a month, mate.
It's all right, you knobhead. What you got to say to me?
Well, I was going to say, right, that I, weirdly, when and obviously people now have pieced together bits and pieces of where I've worked, so I worked in the prison service, and mentally, I drove a milk float once, so I don't believe your milk float story, because you'd know a basic fact, David, and I think you're hoodwinking people again.
Oh, this is getting a bit...
You don't think I'm driving a milk float?
Well, you sound like you're driving one now, with probably a little milk float cap on. But when I drove one, as any professional milk float, you know, operator would tell you, which I found out to my cost, David, I'll be honest, is the brake and accelerator pedals are reversed, and I nearly drove it into the side of Alpha Wing. It was horrendous. No, it's true, well, I'm not even joking.
You nearly had a breakout by accident.
That was, I was never trusted to drive the milk float ever again.
Can you imagine? How did the prisoners get out of Alpha Block? Well, they car got his on a pedals mixed up.
7.5 miles an hour they flew out that case. Oh, goodness me. Kath, have you got your mobile on you?
Yeah.
Can you call Talk Radio? Because I'm going to go and make a cup of tea, but I can do it whilst I'm phoning in. I can just be on another line, can't I?
All right, hang on.
So why did you guys... Have you guys... So when did this fallout happen? Are you mates again now?
Well, to me, I am, because I'm a living individual, and I think David and his podcast, which is available every week on iTunes...
I think I'm going to try and be on that soon, aren't I, Dave?
Yes, we're like passing ships and then the ships in the night, aren't we?
I know, that's the problem. That's the problem. It's a bit of a tough schedule at the moment.
It'd be nice to have you on. Carl wanted to come on, but I said no.
Oh, I see.
He didn't say no to me, Jamie. He's fibbing again. Once again, you can't believe the lie.
Right, hold on a sec, Kyle, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute because I'm going to go and make a cup of tea, and I need to speak to. I'm on the phone now. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Babcock?
Yes, you have a bit of a delay.
Yeah, I will be.
Can I have a cup of tea?
Yes, please. Hang on, I'll come and get you my tea bag.
Right. Hold on a sec, Babcock. We're just walking to the kitchen. So, basically, in some weird way, you are the only person in the studio right now. So it's your show, and I'm phoning into the David Babcock show.
You're joining me on the David... Hang on.
Go on, go for it. Your link.
Sorry. You're joining me on the David Babcock show on Talk Radio. I'm in the milk float. On me guest day is Jamie East, I think, is making a cup of tea. What are you making, Jamie?
I'm just going to make a cup of tea. It's got to about, what time is it now? It's 10 to 11. I'm a bit parched, so I'm just going to make myself a cup of tea.
How do you take it?
Strong and white with no sugar. Just like my tea.
Do you like coffee?
I do like coffee, but I don't like instant coffee. I can't have instant coffee. I don't like it. It feels a bit fraudulent.
Is Carl still on? No, Carl's gone.
Carl's gone. Talk to me about what do I need to do on your podcast if I come on it?
Talk about ghosts and you.
Ghosts and me. Well, you know I did Most Haunted.
And we will definitely talk about that. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not doing very well, am I?
No, keep going. You're doing fine. You keep talking. You know, this is the problem. We're not on a break for another 7 minutes. So you just got to keep
This is the moment where you've got to prove your worth and keep talking.
Right. Well, this is like we can take the audio of this and I could use it as my podcast, maybe.
No, that'd be good. Andy Goldstein's here.
Andy Goldstein, he likes
Andy football. Goldstein is here. On a set, I'll put you on.
Oh God.
Cocky.
No.
Cocky.
Is that Mr. Goldstein?
No, of course not, mate. He's on Talksport at the moment, you plonker.
Ah, bloody. Arsenal are doing well, aren't they?
I don't know, mate. I don't know anything about football. You only speak for Goldstein on Talksport.
It's all got very meta in here, isn't it?
It's not working.
This is absolute chaos. Right, I'm back in the room. Thank you very much, Andy Goldstein. Cup of teas are all done. Cass got a green tea. Babcock, I'm going to put you on hold for just one sec. I'm going to talk. Is that Ray phoning in? Is he good to go, or are you calling him back? Oh, we're calling him back. Babcock, I will give you a call, and we will sort out. And I'll come on your podcast, and I'll tell you all about behind the scenes with Most Haunted, with Yvette and her husband.
That'd be absolutely fantastic. Thanks, Jamie. Speak to you soon.
My pleasure. Cheers, Babcock. There you go, Kyle. You feel as though you've made peace now?
Well, to use Babcock's primitive terminology, I feel I've exercised the ghost. But to try and offer an olive branch, I was willing to do a film scene with him because I think, you know, I'm happy to do that. It's kind of a bonding exercise for me and him.
Trouble is, he's driving, so script work isn't best, is it, when you're driving a milk float?
What kind of filming?
Well, I think we could probably do that Father Ted, you know, the Speed 3 episode. Do you know what? Anything with me and David.
You wanted to do the Wham Bam Am Dram.
yeah, I'm happy to do that with David.
Lovely stuff. We will do that. We'll sort that out, definitely. You can have a double header. Ray's on the phone. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, nice to speak to you again. We spoke last night, right?
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. What are you up to tonight?
Oh, just more of the same, more of I'm a Celebrity and listening to Jonathan.
Yeah, have you been... less said about that, the better. Have you been watching Naked Attraction?
Well, only because I've been listening to you.
Don't use me as your excuse, mate.
Who actually went to Channel 4 and said, I've got an idea... got it through.
It's a strange one. I can't remember who the production company are that make it, but it's quite an easy premise, isn't it? I mean, you can understand why the channel have gone for it. Why is she doing that? Why is she standing like that? She's standing like she's doing a calendar shoot. You can understand why they would do it, wouldn't you? Why the channel have done it? Because it's catnip, isn't it? Look, I mean, we're all here talking about it.
Yeah, true, but it's just. Dire TV. Well, you can't get much lower than that.
Remember Sex Box?
Let's discuss how this kind of cheap reality TV all started, shall we, Ray?
wasn't Big Brother first?
I'm not entirely sure that it was, to be honest. I think it was your brother's responsible for this. In fact,
no, Nigel Lithgow bought the rights in Australia.
In some way, shape or form, your brother is basically responsible for Brexit. I tell you what, speaking of music, it worked so well last night. We did a bit of an unexpected banger at midnight. We're going to do it again today. And I tell you what, you can pick. I've been sent, and it's very nice, actually, I've been sent this Elton John vinyl. You can pick an Elton song for us to play out at midnight. We did Psychedelic Furs last night. We're going to go for a bit of a torch song, I think, tonight. You can choose between Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, what was the other one? I'm Still Standing, or I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues. Which one would you go for?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you get to choose. In some, you're closest to the music industry.
Well... second or third, which one?
So you've got I'm Still Standing, which is a bit of a fast one, or you go, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
I think go for I'm Still Standing.
You're going to go for that, I'm Still Standing, okay, fine, that's done. That's going to be the one that we enter the, what date is it tomorrow, the 5th?
Gosh, yeah. And this is quite fitting, obviously, because Ian's lived to fight another day.
Tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we'll do it in honour of Mr. Lee. Goodness me, she's got a lot of tattoos. Sorry, that's...
Have you seen his odds of
absolutely gone down as well.
Oh, have they? The short, is Odds shortened, have they?
They've been all over the place today.
He's now third favourite.
Well, it's going to backfire on him because Cass is going to win so much money if he wins I'm a Celebrity. He's going to come out there and try and find a new bloody producer.
Yeah, the only thing is, with some bookmakers, Toff is 22 to 1 on.
Who is, yeah, I mean, it's going to... She's going to win it, isn't she? I mean,
is she, though? I don't know.
Well, unless she comes out of comes out as a Nazi in the next 24 hours. It's going to be quite tricky for her. For
I don't
anyone
know,
else.
But, you know, aside from being delightful, what she, and being good at tasks, OK, I'll give her that.
What has she ever done for us?
What's she ever done for us? Yeah, exactly. I just wonder.
She's done the waterfalls. She's been delightful. She's got a skin condition. She's very nice to talk to. She's covered all bases. We're going to go and grab the news. We're going to come back with I'm Still Standing. We've got Ray and Kyle here. Hopefully they'll stick around. Naked Attraction's on. Caddick's completely disappeared. He's probably puffing up dust by now. There we go. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It is midnight, it's the 6th, it's time for one of these.
Unexpected.
Oh, where did that go? That disappeared. Oh, it's not working. Here we go.
Unexpected.
It's time for an unexpected banger. Let's have this from Elton John.
You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win, you're starting down the road and leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now.
There we go, lovely stuff. I like playing it. Like seeing the day in with a song is always a good way of starting it. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio. Give us a call, 03444991000, and we'll give you a call straight back. That was Elton John. I'm Still Standing. In honour of Ian Lee, who I'm covering for, he's made it through another day in the jungle. No thanks in no thanks to Rebecca Vardy, who's still giving him some stick, isn't she?
Well,
Kath?
From what I can see, and I've not seen Extra Camp, obviously, because this show's on, so if you did see it, I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, if you were watching Extra Camp, give us a call and give us the lowdown on what Vardy was saying.
But I know from my little bird in camp that she wasn't happy with the way she was portrayed on Extra Camp last night, and she wanted to go back on and set the record straight, which is always a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
And now she's apparently, according to The Sun, saying that she didn't sleep last night worrying about how she'd been portrayed. Not about Ian. About how she'd been portrayed and that when she was in camp, she force-fed him to try and keep him going.
She force-fed Ian? I'm not quite sure.
Does that involve like a hose pipe and a funnel?
Force-fed means that Ian did not want to be fed. I'm not quite sure. If Ian didn't want to be fed, I'm not sure Rebecca Vardy would be the one to be able to break through those barriers.
No.
Imagine.
And if she did, I'm sure she did it in a sensitive and caring way.
Yes. We've got Kyle on the phone. There you are, Kyle.
Evening.
And we've got Ray on the phone. Evening, Ray.
Good evening.
I know what I was going to play. We were going to play a bit of Hearsay. I was trying to...
Oh, God.
Well, in some way, you're responsible for it, so it's your fault.
Your DNA is, anyway.
It's ridiculous.
Don't tell me you don't know the words, Ray. This is as good as we're going to get Mylene Kass on. Come on, Ray. Come on, Ray. You can be the one that looked like Shrek.
You could be Bradley.
Bradley? That was S Club 7.
It was the one that looked like
Danny.
Shrek.
Danny.
Bit of mild racism there from Catherine.
Not at all! Just mix up my bands.
Yeah, That's enough of that. It was all for the first time round. Ah, dear.
Which one was which, though? Which one was pure and which one was simple?
I will go for Mylene Kass being pure and the other one being well simple. What was her name? She's the one that went out with Jamie Lomas from the jungle. Marsh.
I quite liked her, though.
Jodie's sister.
She was ballsy, wasn't she?
Balls is another name for just being rude.
No, I didn't think she was rude.
That's like
she
Vardy really? That's like Vardy in the jungle.
No,
I'm just saying it how it is.
No,
you're
word
not.
For that.
Can I speak to the manager, please? Yeah. Oh, dear.
No, those people never speak to the manager. They always have a go at the waitress.
Exactly. The manager comes out. All they want is a voucher. The manager's thinking, just give her a bloody voucher. Shut her up. Who cares whether the prawns were underdone?
She was very rude.
Was she?
Was she?
Yeah, I met her a couple of times, yeah.
Who? What, Kim Marsh or Rebecca Vardy? I'm lost in...
No, Kim Marsh.
Was she?
I saw her backstage at X Factor once and she was very rude as well.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Why was she rude? Was she giving it all that money? I'm sure it wasn't your brother. Wasn't there a massive scandal because Nigel Lithgow told her to lose weight?
Yes, she didn't like it,
that was during the actual show. But I met her at Wembley Arena. One of their shows.
Yeah.
Backstage. And I said something. I'd sort of dropped myself in it sometimes. So I just made a flippant comment about her. She was going out with a guy from EastEnders at the time.
Lofty.
No, the one that was really young looking with blonde hair. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, can't think of his name.
Boyfriends.
Kim Marsh, well, God, you're going to get down to about page 50 younger.
I think it might have been Jamie was the character. Was he Jamie Mitchell? I think he might have been.
Yeah, hang on.
But Paul had introduced me to her literally 2 minutes earlier, and then I said, I can't even remember what I said, but it was a silly comment about her and Jamie, which I thought was a joke, and she stormed over to Paul and just threw a load of F-bombs at him, saying, who is that idiot, etc., etc.
That's my brother.
Some people cope with celebrity well, and others just take to it like a fish to concrete. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'll tell you, the One Direction lads have done very well.
Have they stayed normal?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty much. I mean, as normal as you can be.
Yeah.
But then you see others. I mean, okay, a bad example. Take the Spice Girls, for example.
Right.
You take someone like Mel C.
Yeah.
Who's very normal and a lovely...
We interviewed her the other day. She was great.
Yeah, she's brilliant fun and very grounded. Emma's the same.
Yeah.
To an extent. But then you've got Mel B, who's one of the biggest cows I've ever met in my life.
God.
God.
Don't hold back.
Well, she, you know, and there's no need for it. You know, she's there's no need to be like that.
But I don't know, I got the impression that she grew up in a kind of, you know, she had a tough time growing up.
Well, so what?
So is she one of them damaged kids who throws her weight about? Do you know what I mean?
What Daenerys says, break the wheel. Break the wheel, you know, but it's not, it was nothing to do with her being a damaged kid. She was just trying to get to the bar, and she was livid. She was hashtag fuming that there were people in front of her.
So there were hashtag scenes.
Nothing to do with her. Nothing. Nothing to do with her damaged childhood. She just had a thirst on, and she was with. She had
I'm gasping.
She had that weird husband that since the one that she just split up with, the one with those. It's like, you know, he looks like an inflated man with doll eyes.
Belafonte.
Yeah, it looks like he's got doll's eyes. You know, the little blue eyes. Looks a strange bugger. Who was the guy from EastEnders? Did we establish
Jack Ryder?
Jack Ryder. Wasn't that who Tom Cruise played?
She ended up marrying him, didn't she, Jack Ryder?
Did she? Mm. How does it all end so badly?
Every time.
Why can't they just find love, Ray?
Well, I'm no expert. I'm divorced.
Well, you know, but just because you're divorced doesn't mean you can't find love. How old are you?
I'm getting on. I'm 49 now.
Get on Tinder, son.
I couldn't do that, no.
Why?
Because I went on one of the dating sites. God, it must be about 5 years ago. Got chatting to a lady. Well, I'm not allowed to say women. Apparently, lady's not good.
Well, I find lady a little bit blah, but carry on.
Blah in what? Anyway, patronising?
Yeah,
or?
But I found a lady. I mean, it sounds like you're talking about someone, I don't know, older than you, or, I don't know.
In a ball gown?
There's nothing wrong with saying woman.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so...
said Lisa Stansfield.
Cut long story short, after a couple of weeks of chatting and texting and everything, agreed to meet up, so we went to the place where everyone always meets up.
Why do I get the feeling this is going to end up like that Ricky Gervais, like in The Office, where he met her in the pub wearing the scarf and she did not look like a photograph, and neither did
it. Exactly what it was.
Oh, catfish.
What happened? Were you catfished with you?
She'd put her best mate's photo on, and I don't want to say, so there was about...
And her best mate, Linda Lusardi.
There was about 7 stone difference in weight. Let me put it that way.
It's catfish. How did they expect to get away with that?
Well, it's not about getting away. What's the end game there? How did they...
Fruity texts.
Is that what it is? But why go through and do the meeting at the end of it?
No, that's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I couldn't just... I felt like just really wanting to walk away, but I'm not that kind of person. So we went for coffee and had a chat, and then she just said, well, we're getting on so well. Initially, I was just looking for sort of meeting people online, but then we get on so well, I thought that if we met up, I could try and explain. And about 20 minutes later, I went home.
Oh, dear.
That's a bit tragic, isn't it? So what did you say to that? Did you have to go, well, that's all...
I just have to be honest. You're a lovely person, but there's got to be an attraction. But
it's not even a lovely person, really. She's a bare-faced liar.
Exactly. It's a bit weird, mate, is what you say.
She emptied your drink on her head and walked out, mate.
I can't...
Got you there on false pretences. She said, look, I'm a busy man. My brother was on Pop Idol, and you've lied to me.
You made me swipe.
You made me swipe, and I'm going to go and have a go at Kim Marsh in front of my brother now. make her drop the F-bomb.
Oh, dear. Is Kyle still on the phone?
I hope so.
You know, you might... I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago after I'd been to a job interview. But I didn't want to tell you. Yeah, it was when you were on last, I think, standing in a week or two ago it was. But I didn't want to say what the job was.
Okay. I can't... Go on.
But it's just interesting that Kyle was sort of on the line because... He might be able to give me some insight into the job I'm going for.
Oh, is it prison?
Yes.
I mean, as a job, not as you're going to prison. Yeah. That's not necessarily a profession, although for some it is.
Or are you going to be a spy with Jim Davidson?
Not quite that, no. So I got through that process, and now I'm waiting to be vetted.
Oh, are you?
Oh, no, that's... For Jamie and Catherine's benefit, no vetting. it will happen at some point.
What will?
That vetting, that's all I'll say.
Takes about 2 or 3 months, does it?
That was part of the job I used to, yeah. But it will happen.
I had dinner with a spy tonight, by the way.
Did you?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. My mate.
Who?
I can't tell you who, but one of my old friends is now a spook.
How interesting. God.
Yeah, there you go.
I went to university with someone who, it turned out his dad was like the head of MI, one of the five or sixes. Years later, he thought his dad was in banking.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've got one. Because Catherine knows, I was in the police. And there was
You are from a musical family, aren't you?
And there was the most unassuming police officer working in our control room. And this is going back years. So he would have been in his late 40s, and this would have been in the late 90s. Most unassuming, wouldn't say boo to a goose. And a couple of years later, and I've known him for 2 years, one of my friends, he said, "You know who he is, don't you?" I said, no idea. Just knew him as Steve, PC Steve. And he was one of the SAS officers that went down inside the Iranian embassy.
Oh, yes!
He's double hard.
Love a bit of that.
Just unbelievable. And I would never have guessed, because he was unassuming. There wasn't much to him. You know, just a sort of Mr. Ordinary. And he just didn't like talking about it. He just said, "Yeah, that was a different part of my life. You know, I left the forces, joined the police." And his claim to fame was he was at the 81 Iranian embassy siege in the SAS.
Amazing. Did you ever see the reenactment of there? Was it on telly for an anniversary of it? I'm just typing it in.
Yes.
And now there was a brilliant. I can't remember who did it. Now they did a reenactment of it, and there was a fantastic. Oh, here we go. Special Forces Heroes. It was 2008. It was on what channel was it on? Let's have a look. I think it was ITV, although it's bound to be Channel 4. They did this. There was the great bit, and they went through the whole kind of the actual operation and how it came to be and the planning and stuff like that. But the best bit about the whole thing was that an hour after it had finished, Margaret Thatcher got in a car and went to meet them all, and they were all absolutely sozzled. In some rando Whitehall kind of building.
My God.
Just so they'd obviously just to decompress of the stress of it all, chucked all these SAS who'd just been on this siege and just basically killed a load of Iranians, shoved them in this room with a load of beer. Margaret Thatcher apparently turned up to kind of shake them all by the hand, and they were all absolutely like shirts off, kind of trying to give her kisses and everything.
Nuts.
Amazing.
I have a friend.
I remember watching it on the news.
Yeah.
At the time.
I think we all remember that, the bit where they're shimmying along the balcony.
I mean, I'm a baby, I can't remember.
Oh, I've seen the footage, I've heard tell. I have a friend who's in the who was in the SAS, and he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Really nice bloke. I've mentioned him a few times on this, because what will surprise you is he's not a Grant Mitchell-looking bloke.
Yeah.
He's more of a sort of Bear Grylls, little wiry fella.
And that's what most of them look like.
Yeah, I know, because they're outdoorsy types. You know, they're proper, you know, and he's just brilliant. And he's a man who can drink.
Yeah.
But then the moment there's a sniff of anything, he's sober.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I spoke to is Ollie Ollerton, who does the SAS Who Dares Wins program. Yeah. They've been on the show a couple of times downstairs, and they're brilliant fellas. And they said that one thing that never leaves them, and it's like such a muscle memory that it never leaves them, is that whenever they walk into a room,
scope
the exit.
Yeah.
They all automatically know how many people are in the room and how many and where the exit is. We're going to go to a break. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio. We're back talking to Carl and Ray, and Kim Marsh, I think, is on the line. Cheers.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
We do. Kim Marsh was on the phone. She's gone. She didn't want to talk. She's furious at Ray, though. Ray, are you there?
Yes.
She told us to give you the F-bomb. You flipper.
Can I just say, whilst I still remember, I was listening to Jonathan earlier, and I love the story when he was saying that someone tried to sell him a baby. If Jonathan is still listening, Jonathan, it's called babysitting.
You don't get to keep it.
That's true. Yeah, that was a bit of a strange tale, wasn't it? I think Jonathan was a yank in our chain.
Jonathan, in many ways, sees the world quite differently from the rest of us.
But he went through a period when he sounded very sane and likeable, and then he's gone off the rails again a bit.
Well, I thought tonight he was quite jolly, to be honest. Apart from the, you know, the end of days thing.
I had to sack him off a couple of weeks ago, didn't I? I think, I can't remember what it was.
Sorry, you had to do what, sorry?
I had to sack him off a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, steady on. It's a Derby term. Speak to Caddick. He's sacked everybody off tonight after... Well, he's gone, hasn't he? He's never going to speak of this evening again, are we? I had good things lined up for him. He peaked too early. He did his Back to the Future scene, and he saw a bit of female body on the telly.
Yeah, you got it the wrong way round. You should have, yeah, you dangled the carrot.
Quite, there were a lot of carrots dangling as well. None of them Jewish, from what I could see, either. You listen to Jamie Santorelli. Really, give us a call, 0344-499-1000. We will call you back, or you can text the word talk, and then your message to 87222. Does anyone still text? I don't know.
Some, but usually it's a certain kind of person that texts over and over and over and over again.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. They never join in.
If we want to get kids, though, we need to WhatsApp. Do you notice that was it X Factor that were doing WhatsApp over the weekend? They were, weren't they? X Factor are now offering, you can audition for X Factor via WhatsApp. Again, gosh, this is your fault, Ray.
Because they don't want to have anything to do with you until they absolutely need to. That's why. Keep you at a distance. Mm.
It's true, but the problem with WhatsApp is that you can't have like a short code number. You know, like for instance, if you want to text Talk Radio, it's 87222. You start your text with WhatsApp. It's just a regular mobile phone number. So someone somewhere you don't have to answer it because you can leave messages. Ah. But someone somewhere has got like a phone in a drawer that is the X Factor phone. But also the number is just a regularly long number. If you get that one digit wrong, some poor bugger.
It's going to
be like, why have I got 19,000 kind of like girls crying Adele at me? What has gone on here? When is your job interview, eh?
No, I did it. So I did a couple of weeks ago. I went down to Kent and you have to go through various different scenarios. So it was based in a hotel and you go through one room and they're testing your assertion. Other rooms are testing various other things, how you deal with situations.
Riots and stuff?
Well, no, yeah, so one of the scenarios was a prisoner and he hadn't been allowed to see his visitor. So you just walk in a room, there's just someone shouting and screaming and swearing at you. And you've got to try to...
Oh, so it's like proper role-playing, is it? And do they look nails, do they?
No, because they've got actors that play the parts, so, you know, sort of acting...
Yeah, but are the actors like, you know, extras at the fruit stall in EastEnders, or are they kind of like big buggers who look like they could take you out?
All sorts. So on that particular day, there were seven, so there was one actor in each different scenario, but there was one, because I had to do a couple of juvenile ones as well, and this guy must have been about 18 or 19, and he just went for it, so he just kept on swearing at me. And I just wanted to smash his face in, but obviously you can't because you've been videoed and you've got to try and sort of...
Well, also, you want a job.
Yeah, well, you don't end up on Panorama.
Yeah, well, you end up the wrong side of the job, Ray.
So now I've got through that stage, but now, as Carl said, I've got to now go through a vetting stage, so I've got to get...
So what, the vetting stage, is that where they delve into your past?
Yeah, so basically...
Let's hope Kim Marsh didn't make a police complaint, otherwise that's it, it's game over.
Well, hopefully I won't have a criminal record. No, I was a copper for 17 years, so...
But how far...
Apart from the hearsay one.
How far into your past do they go? I mean, because I know your Official Secrets Act job, aren't you, in this? So I wonder whether they find out whether you've got anything blackmailable.
Yeah, it's all the basic stuff. So they do, obviously, Police National Computer... They want all the jobs that you've done in the last 5 years, and then they ask you for anything. So, have you ever been arrested? Have you ever been, convicted of anything? Mm. There could be something that I'm not even aware of.
Yeah.
You know, if someone could have made an allegation against me years ago, but then the police just sort of never did anything with it. But I'm hoping that's not the case.
Would it help if I phoned the police up and told them what a great guy you were and had that put on your record?
Could you report that?
You know, like where you see like stickers on the back of vans, like, pleased with my driving, call this number. Can we put a good word in for you?
Maybe I could set up a Twitter account.
Yeah, just get your Twitter account ready. Everyone listening now will go on and go, Ray, you're such a stand-up guy. You know what you should be? A prison officer.
Hey, there's a point. I bet they do go through your Twitter.
I bet they do.
Yeah, they do. That was one of the first things they do. They check all any any social media accounts that you've got.
You wouldn't want the prison service sliding into your DMs, would you, Ray?
I don't send many, so I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, you don't sound too sure. Have you interesting? It's an interesting question, though. Have you been onto your old tweets and stuff, and have you gone through to see if there's anything that could be construed as iffy?
I haven't, but then again, I don't. I'm fairly good on there. I have to bite my tongue on a daily basis, especially the so-and-sos that are sort of responding to the stuff about Ian on I'm a Celebrity.
And
sometimes you want to bite, but then, you know, so I tend not to. I tend just to come off there.
I get stuck in.
I know. I can't believe how open
life's too short
are.
To bite your tongue at idiots.
But
People don't know they're stupid. That's the problem, Ray.
True. But it seems like... Because I'm one of those kind of people that, in the past, I've said things at the wrong time.
Right, okay.
And dropped myself in it. So I've got to be careful. But I think I've got better as I've got older.
Right.
Because certainly when I was in the plea, I joined in my 20s. And looking back now, there's certainly things that, had I ever been reported, it would have looked bad. But you got away with certain stuff back then. It was just a different way of doing the job.
Right, you didn't have people record. I mean, these days, as soon as you go up to someone, they'll get their mobile phone out and start recording you.
Well, that did happen. We arrested someone, me and my mate, and he went in, grabbed him out of bed and arrested him for robbery. And then my mate said, the caution, he's just said, you don't have to say anything. And he couldn't be bothered, so he just went, blah, blah, blah. Oh. And obviously, that's quite an important thing. And so on the way back, this guy in the van, he's been really cocky. And I was just thinking, why are you being so cocky about everything? Because you were banged to rights. You know, he'd left DNA. And so just before we got there, we just said, can we just have another double check off you? And he said, well, no, you can't. I said, we can search you. I mean, obviously, you've had a quick search before putting in the van. And he had a little tape recorder.
And we banged played to rights.
And he had the caution. Jim saying, you know, you didn't have to say anything, but blah, blah, blah. But somehow between there and getting into the custody suite, it somehow sort of just disappeared, got deleted.
Goodness me, Ray.
It's like the Sweeney.
Ray, you know, don't talk about stuff like this on the radio if the prison service are listening.
Yeah, well, it's fine because he just gave the caution again, so it's absolutely fine. Nothing illegal. But you say that...
Sounds a bit Sweeney, though, mate.
It just went
a bit missing, did it?
But when we went out on jobs, I was on a crime squad at the time, that was one of the things we had to do. We had to go in and say a line from the Sweeney when we were dealing with people. That was one of the things we did. It's ridiculous. So we'd go in and one of us would say, get your clothes on, you're nicked. That was a famous Sweeney line. another one we did another morning was... what are you arresting me for? And he said, shut up, we haven't had our breakfast yet, we're the crime squad. Which is stupid. But it just kept you amused for sort of time on. And my brother, mentioned him again, he actually wanted to come in on a raid because he thought my job was, you know, unbelievably interesting, and likewise with me. So I went to his work for a day, and the only reason it didn't happen, because I went and asked my detective sergeant, he said, yeah, as long as he signs a form to say that if he gets hurt, it's nothing to do with us. Of course he can come along.
This is like the first episode of Breaking Bad. You know that, don't you?
Is it?
Yeah, the brother goes on a crack den raid with his brother and ends up being basically scarred.
Oh, yes, yeah, you're right. No, but it never took place in the end because then he was on the telly and he just said, I can't risk it now. I can't risk coming out in case he said every nut job recognises me. So you can imagine you dragging someone out of bed at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning and them saying, you're the bloke off the telly.
Kyle, listening to his mental state, do you think he's fit to be a prison officer?
Do you know what? I was going to say, I think Ray would be excellent. I genuinely do think he's excellent. All I would say...
God help them.
Don't
Catherine,
tell these stories.
Jamie, all I would say, right, is... Don't forget, I retired officially in March, so let's not spoil that pension. Let's not ruin that.
Your pension.
Talk radio every night. Jamie, you know, all I'm saying is, Ray, good luck to you, man, and I think you'll probably pass. Do you know what? I think you will pass.
Cheers, but hang on a minute, you can't retire, you're younger than me.
Well, it's a long story, but Catherine will tell you.
It's one for another time, maybe. Oh, Catherine just rolled her eyes.
I mean, why'd it get past the long stories? Not even my story.
Come on, we've got time. I've not heard the story.
Neither have I. No, sure. No, I think Catherine and Ian know the...
Ian's in the jungle. He's probably eating a kangaroo's arse at the moment.
And that's not even a task.
Yeah, he's just a bit bored.
I was looking for company. I was looking at... Well, I was got. Well, do you know what? I can shift gears, although I suspect you're not going to, Jeremy. I was going to say, I was happy to film script with you, or even a song.
Oh, we were, weren't we? Bugger. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find one. Ray's here as well. Let's see if we can find a three-parter. Hold on a minute.
Well, I can do a film or a song with you. It doesn't bother me.
Oh, we could do a song. What song do you want to do?
I was thinking, because Ian did it, didn't he? I Will Survive.
Ah.
That's a good one. Or we could do... How well do you know... Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, God.
We could do that, doing all the voices.
Well, if Catherine joins in...
Yeah.
Well, then.
Hold on a second. I'm just trying to find it.
Let's find the lyric.
Oh, I'm just trying to... Do the
Get
note.
Your lyrics up on your phones if you can. Because I don't want any slip-ups.
I'll slip your neck. You're like a schoolmarm, aren't you?
Let's listen to this.
I'm not having any mistakes now. We do it. We get one take.
Don't muff this up.
It's Christmas time. Hold on. Who's going first?
You.
Okay.
Hang on, I'll find it on YouTube.
And then we'll shout you out.
It's Christmas time.
Hang on, I'm not finding it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Everyone wait for Kyle, as usual.
Sam, you're doing one as well. Sam, you're doing one as well.
Kyle's being Simon Le Bon.
And in a world of plenty. We need the list of... we need the list of the singers. Hold on a second. Band-Aid list of singers. Oh, this is amazing. Sam, you can be Rick Parfitt, because all he does is points to Jodie Watley's backside at the choir bit at the end, if you recall. Let's have a look.
Am I the only person that likes Bono?
Bono likes Bono a lot.
Oh, hang on. I've got that thing where it's like skip ad. Right, okay, right, I found it. But I might have to sort of join in when you do it.
Just Google the lyrics.
Like, hang on, you lot have been far too taking this too seriously. And it sounds like you can all sing.
It's a serious business.
You're the one in the music industry, mate. Kind of.
Not really. Trust me, I really can't, Ray. I really can't. And that doesn't mean anything. Half the people that my brother signed over the years couldn't sing for toffee.
Well, this is true. Right, are we ready?
Right. Me.
Stop it.
Prunes. Right, here we go. I don't know when to start. Shall I start now?
Now.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. Cat.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy.
Okay, right, go for it again.
Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Kyle! But say a prayer, come on.
Pray.
Come on, the other one. Keep going. At Christmas time, come on. It's hard.
You're having fun.
Ray! There's
a world outside
your window. And it's a world
of strength.
Where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears. Come on.
And the Christmas bells that ring there. All the clanging chimes.
Tonight we're all Bono.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
There won't be snow in Africa.
Where were you, lads?
Guys, come on.
We were doing
it.
We had the wrong lyric. I had Band Aid 30.
You had the wrong
yes, so did I. I mean, they changed that terribly, didn't they?
Band Aid 30 had a Dizzy Rascal rap in the middle of it that no one was asking for, even Africa.
I've just paused it, and it's a still shot of Simon Le Bon, like, gurgling at the screen. I'm really sorry.
Right.
That was horrific.
I would say let's do it again, but I think it's better not.
No, let's not do it again. We'll pick I Will Survive in honour of Ian Lee. Hold on a second.
Oh,
come on, you know that one.
Not without looking it up.
Oh, outrageous.
How can you not know I Will Survive?
It's as if you're not a 40-year-old woman.
are we YouTubing it, Jeremy and Cass?
Well, I'm
I've got its backup, but I know it.
I'm just using a karaoke of it. Hold on. Oh, here we go. Oh, Sam is laying down the break gauntlet. You've got 2 minutes, lads. Get practicing your Gloria Gaynor. Just sing it to any of your exes. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hello, hello, hello. Here I am. It's Jamie East in for the last stretch with you for the next 15 minutes or so. Give us a call, 0344 499 1000. We'll give you a call straight back. You can text the word talk. And then your message to 87222. Text to 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio. Don't WhatsApp us, though, because we don't have a WhatsApp. We've got Ray and Kyle on the phone. Hello.
Evening.
Evening. Right, so after that absolute shocker of attempting to do Band-Aid, do they know it's Christmas? Well, actually...
Ours was perfection.
Ours was fine. Kyle and Ray were waiting for Bob Geldof to tip up and direct them. So we decided to have another crack with Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. And to be honest, I'm not holding much hope with this either. So let's just discuss the lyrics and let's organise this a bit more. So, Ray, I want you to go first.
Okay.
So the lyrics are, have you got the lyrics in front of you?
Yeah.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without it by my side, but then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. That's all you. Okay?
Okay.
Then we're going to go to Catherine.
Oh.
Catherine's going to go, and so you're back from outer space, then she's going to go all the way down to, if I had known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me.
Right.
Okay?
I'm
then
in.
Kyle, you're going to burst through a glitter cannon. With
in gold lame hot pants.
Yeah, saying, go on now, go, walk out the door, and you're going to go down to think I'd lay down and die. And then we will all join in for, oh no, not I Will Survive. Okay?
Got it. Give it a go.
You don't right. sound too sure.
Come on, let's have it.
Right. prunes. Right, here we go, guys. Let's just crack on with this. Let me turn this up, and we are going now. First I was afraid. Go on, Ray.
Afraid, oh, I was petrified.
Kept thinking I could never
live by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how he did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along.
And so you're back from outer space.
Woo!
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second,
get ready, Ray,
you'd be
Kyle.
Back to bother me.
Kyle, go on now, go. Walk
go
out the
now, go. Walk out the door.
Just turn around now.
Because
you're not
welcome anymore.
Weren't you the one
who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Do you think I could... All together now.
Oh, no,
no,
no.
I will survive.
Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my love to give. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive.
I will survive. Hey, hey.
I've realised why this isn't working. There's a delay, isn't there? Oh, dearie me.
I mean, it's not the only reason why it's not working, but, you know...
Oh, well, goodness.
I was rubbish, I'll admit to that.
No, you were absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. Goodness me. We need to get a list of songs. We need to get a list of karaoke songs. We need to work out how to do it without a delay. I don't quite know how we'll manage that. But we will work that out. And we were going to do a film, weren't we? Let me see if I've still got it in my my old thingamajiggamy bob.
This is a little bit bizarre, because normally I'm an occasional caller. Normally I last about 4 minutes. I get called a pervert and they get cut off.
Well, yeah. I can do that
well,
for
we'll
you if
call
you
a
want.
Pervert for
mate,
the end.
If that's what gets you off, we'll do that at 12:57.
It's what he's come to expect.
Yeah. Someone's saying you sound a bit like Cilla Black, Kath. That's what someone on Periscope is saying.
Me?
I don't like having the same dirty laugh as Catherine. I don't like that. Weird.
Cilla Black.
Honestly, I'm just seeing if we've got any of these film scripts.
Step inside, love.
Love,
let me show you a place.
Oh, here we go. Did we do Pulp Fiction? Have we done Pulp
Yes.
We've already done Pulp Fiction.
I will, yeah, we did that one.
Have we done... We did... What's that? We never did A Few Good Men, though, did we?
No, we did not. Here we go.
Hold on a second.
You'll like that.
We need to find it. I've not got it here. It's not on the thing. Bugger. I'm going to find that. We'll do that. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll do A Few Good Men.
Do you know what else would be nice?
What?
Jerry Maguire, You Complete Me.
Oh, you soppy sod.
I'd love to hear Kyle and Ray saying that to each other.
Okay. Right, so let's write down a wish.
The pervert.
Let's write down the wish list. So I'll get the Few Good Men script ready for tomorrow. I want Caddick to do Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh no!
And also explain himself as to where he disappeared to. Fairy Tale of New York with Caddick, where he'll be, he can be the, it'll be Kirsty MacColl.
Yeah, Natch.
It'd be good if we get Babcock. Can you imagine Babcock and Caddick? With Babcock being
ah, what a pair.
Being what's his face, Shane?
Shane McGowan.
Wonder if Babcock, if you're listening. That would be the absolute dream. If you fancy doing that, I'd love that. As a Christmas present to me, because it might be my last show tomorrow before Christmas. So that would be good. Sam's saying we should do Star Wars Luke and Yoda. What? Try or do not? There is no whatever
there
it is.
There is no try.
Yeah, that one. So we'll get Luke, Skywalker and Yoda on the go. And what was the other one? Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
You Complete Me?
I tell you what... Yeah, we'll get that one done. Jonathan from Swansea, I would like him to do the some 9.5 weeks.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? He never came back, Jonathan.
Oh, he's going to come back. Yeah, he was going to
come back with an original performance.
Yeah, he bottled it. Bottled it. And
I did do the Die Hard one last Friday, because I may have borrowed content from you. I did do the Die Hard one, the Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Hubbard. Oh. I did do that last week.
Oh, nice. Where? What, just in the street?
Just randomly, just wandering around Rochdale. Yeah.
Explain to me again why you no longer work for the prison service.
Because
they found him in an air vent in without any shoes on. Well, we get some people on Periscope saying they're going to phone in. Who is that that said they're going to phone in? Hannah said she's going to phone in, I think. That'd be good. Love getting a bit of Periscope involved. What else is happening tomorrow? Is there anything special happening tomorrow? If you tuned in, it's Jamie East on Talk Radio prepping tomorrow's show live on air.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about Mean Girls recently. I'm thinking maybe on Wednesday we wear pink.
Wear pink?
Oh, it's part of it. It's a Mean Girls line.
I've never seen Mean Girls.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
You know, it's Tina Fey wrote that.
Did she?
Yes. Ah. So good.
Okay, well, I might watch that. I've got a free afternoon. I might watch Mean Girls. And what else? Is there anything special happening? What's going on in the news that we can... I'll tell you what is quite interesting. I'll tell you what, I found that shred. Who was it who was talking to me about the shred?
Mark Tunbridge Wells.
Mark from Tunbridge Wells. Let's have a listen to this. This is a Stairway to Heaven shred. Are we aware of what shreds are? Oh, that wasn't, that was not, that was Catherine.
Pardon?
Stairway to Heaven. Tribute to Led Zeppelin from my heart.
I was laid in a sewer on a 6-inch toad, and she's buying a sandwich for Kevin. When she gets there, she knows. She sewed 7 toes.
It's more of a visual thing.
Yeah.
It's more of a visual.
Do you know which one I really like? The Dancing in the Street one with Bowie and Jagger. And all you hear is them stamping their feet. And,
yeah.
Oh!
That,
oh!
That will work, actually. Because it's like,
You kind of do have to watch the video at the same time, but it's basically the isolated noises from it.
It's basically... It's this.
Just generally, Cass, is that not the worst video ever made? The 1980s, the bit where Derry Boy swings his leg out from no reason whatsoever.
There's a story. I'll remind myself of the story behind that video, because there's a reason why it's so naff. It's because I think they had something else planned, but David or Mick was being a bit of a diva, and because it all had to be turned around in like about 3 days. I think they basically went from I think this is it. So they recorded the song because it was all to do for Live Aid.
Yeah.
So they recorded the song in the studio, and then they filmed, I think they filmed the video the same day, but didn't have the music to do it to, because it was still being mixed. So have a listen to this. This is Dancing in the Street, David Bowie and Mick Jagger, without any of the music or the words. It's just sound effects. Sounds like Caddick watching Major Attraction.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right.
We're dancing in the street. Dancing in the street.
In New Orleans.
Again, is there anything else that doesn't work on radio that we can play for a couple of minutes?
Oh, I'll tell you what I heard the other day that was beautiful. It was the isolated vocals from Baby I Love You by the Ronettes.
The Ronettes.
Right, look that up on YouTube. It's amazing.
Baby I Love You, isolated vocals. Oh, lovely. I was talking to someone else about stems and stuff like that. I'm obsessed with them at the moment.
Let's listen to this.
So this is without any of the music. This is just the one track. I think they're the hand claps.
Whoa, 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 have I ever told you how good it feels to hold you? It isn't easy to explain. And though I'm really trying, I think I may start crying. My heart can't wait another day. When you kiss me, I've just got to say,
baby, I love you.
Come on, baby.
Baby, I love you.
Ooh-wee, baby.
Baby, I love you.
Baby, I love only you.
That is amazing.
She's so good, isn't she?
That is fantastic. A bit of a goosebump moment there.
Yeah.
There's loads of those isolated stems. You can find them. There's a great one. Let me find. I think there's one of Superstition.
Oh.
So there's one where he's playing the. Hold on a sec. The Superstition. God, have you ever tried spelling Superstition whilst you're talking on the radio? It's impossible. stems. Hold on a second. Let's have a listen to this.
I love these, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is an afternoon for me.
I'm going to have to go. I'll dig them out for tomorrow. We'll do some more of those tomorrow.
Under Pressure as well is brilliant. Have you heard that one?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to depart and go and get some Betty Byes. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm in tomorrow. Good night, Kath.
Night.
Thank you very much. Night, Kyle.
Night, Bob.
Night, Ray.
Night, guys.
Good night, guys. Thanks for calling in. Thanks to everybody that's called in tonight. Love to speak to you again tomorrow. 03444991000. Good night, Periscope. It's been lovely. Take care. Chatty bum for spots. Good night.